much about. You gotta put it in perspective.
But if an entire show just talks about my show all the time, I don't know what that says about that show, but wow.
If you don't mind, I will begin at the beginning.
It's a new day. Let's get going.
1, 2, 3.
Bad boy!
4, 5, 6.
V.I.G.
Next, the FBI in color.
The FBI!
Steve.
No, I'm not doing anything wrong.
You're fixing to get lit up, Steve. Steve, you're fixing to get tased. I'm serious, Steve. Come on, man. Come on, bro. Come on.
I'm not going.
So let's quit jabbering and let's start jamming.
Our feature presentation.
That's what we do. We don't jabber. We jam.
No, we jabber.
We jabber.
Yeah. Come on.
It's true.
Hey, pick up the phone. Give us a call. Lines are open for Kevin and Bean's What to Do Nephew. That toll-free number is 1-800-520-1067. I love the emails we get sometimes from people who go, you guys never give out the phone number. I always want to call, but what's the number?
I know. And doesn't it feel like that's all we say?
Yes.
Every single day.
It does seem like we say it 20 times an hour. But 1-800-520-1067. If you've always wanted to be a part of the Kevin and Bean Show, now's your chance. And speaking of tasing, by the way.
Yes.
Great story I saw the other day. I think it was down in Australia about the police who showed up at this dude's house. They got a report that the guy was sniffing glue.
Right.
So I guess you have a range of options when the police arrive in your driveway. I mean, there's a lot of things you can do. You know, you can hole up and make it a standoff.
Sure.
You can run out the back door and try to elude the police. You can I guess you can flush everything down the toilet and pretend it didn't happen. I mean, there's a lot of things you can do. Rarely do you see what happened in this case happen, which is that the guy ran out with a container of gasoline and doused himself and then held a cigarette lighter and threatened to light himself on fire unless the police went away.
So dumb.
Wow. So the police said, stop. And he said, no. So the police tased him. And, of course, the guy caught fire.
That's what I'm thinking.
From the taser, right?
From the they think from the, because there's a little electric spark that comes from the stud gun.
Oh, well.
So he caught on fire. Meanwhile, while he's on fire, the police are trying to put him out. Now, I'd love to see the video of this. There's a woman inside the house that he was sniffing glue with who comes running out and starts throwing rocks at the police.
Yes.
While they're trying to put the guy out.
Yes.
How's that for, imagine the arrest report in that incident. That's crazy,
they have
right?
To sit back there for a couple of days and go, okay, so then she came out and threw rocks, right? Am I right about that? Yeah. She threw rocks.
Wait, I don't understand. How did the guy get doused with gasoline? What happened there?
Is there anything in that story that went right?
Yeah, the police got their guy.
And a guy sniffing glue in his own house. I don't really care.
Yeah, I don't either.
Like, I wonder why people would even call.
Look, we have over 6 billion people on the planet. We need to thin it some.
Well,
that guy can go. That guy that
that's
wants
a good
to,
point. I'm not really mourning
it. The guy that's going to sniff glue and then walk out front and douse himself with lighter fluid can go.
I just think, look, no matter how much you don't want to get arrested, it seems like you have more to lose than the police do if you're going to douse yourself with gasoline and then set yourself on fire. I mean, that's not really a, no pun intended, it's not a burn of the cops as much as it is, you know, you're doing damage to your own self.
You may not be thinking quite as straight as you should.
That's
having,
what I'm right, thinking.
Having sniffed glue.
Yeah. The gasoline is one of the great movie fallacies along with, like, the duffel bag full of $100,000. It's you see in movies, guys will pour gasoline, like a trail of it, and then light it, and you see, like, a big trail of fire goes through. Gasoline's not really flammable. It's an explosive. It is the most, like, volatile thing in the world. The guy's lucky that he's just holding the lighter near him if he lit it before they tased him, that he just didn't go up in flames already.
Oh, dear God.
You hear so much about guys who try to light other people on fire, like dead bodies, and burn them in the desert, and they end up blowing themselves up because it's not like this lighter
fluid. It's the fumes that are in the air.
As soon as you light something around a bunch of exposed gasoline, it's
too bad that guy didn't
TNT.
Too bad they didn't tase him. And then as soon as the taser hit, he just went, boom, gone.
Awesome.
So, Mike, you're telling me if I were to, and please, Kevin and me listeners, don't try this at home, but if I were to pour gasoline on the ground in a straight line and light one side of it, it wouldn't flare up the whole way? It wouldn't go the 20 feet or whatever it was, if whatever I laid down?
In the movies, you see, like, the trail, like, it moves like a fuse.
Right. Yeah.
It would go up almost all
instantaneously.
It would be one big, and then probably turn into an explosion. Unfortunately, I have experience in the past of my friend whose father went nuts and killed his whole family, and the dad ended up killing himself because he poured gas all over the house while
good
they were sleeping.
Good times.
And he went
Mike's
to
got
like,
a lot of friends like that, by the way, for folks who don't listen very often.
It was a real tragic story when I was in high school, and the house just exploded and killed the dad, the murderer as well. And I also used to work at a gas station, almost blew myself up. But
oh, why couldn't that have happened?
Wow. All right.
I think there's a video that needs to be made with Kevin, our resident pyromaniac. He needs to test Mike's crazy theory on gasoline and see what really happens.
On it won't go like a fuse, it'll just go up at once?
Yeah, right. I think I'd like to see that. And I think Kevin's the guy to do it.
I'll pour some gasoline in the parking lot, and it'll be a trail right to Lisa's car. And then okay. We'll just see. We'll see what happens.
Why my car?
Why not Mike's car?
Yeah.
Mike's the one who's giving you all the info.
That's a good point, yeah. All right.
Let's go, Mike. Your car.
Let's go. Because I'm not the one that's mouthing off about gasoline. That's
all right. Well, I'm not going to be anywhere around about when that happens.
No worries. You don't need to be. I don't need you for that. All right, 5:36. It is time to take your phone calls.
Sorry, you must first dial 0 or 1.
What it do, nephew?
How about a pair of tickets to see a private demo with the Levi's BMX team at the Etney Skate Park? That's coming up this Sunday, plus a $25 Tilly's gift card from Levi's. That's what you get for being on the air with us at Kevin and Bean's What It Do Nephew. The phone number again, toll free, 1-800-520-1067.
Let's start with Darren, who's got some info. Hi, Darren.
Hey, what it do, nephew?
What it do?
What it do?
What's going on?
Yeah, Mike, you're retarded. You're retarded.
Okay, yes. Yeah, well, first of all, we agree with you, yes, but why?
Gasoline is not explosive.
But the fumes would catch as well, right?
Fumes could catch, but it will not explode unless it's in tight quarters, like a bomb or something.
Right, that's what I said. If you poured all over a dead body in a car, you poured a bunch of gasoline and then lit like a trail to it, it would end up blowing up. You watch like The Sopranos; it just lights on fire. That's all I said.
But you said that guy that was outside should have exploded.
Yeah,
like, he poured gas all over himself.
Right, but he wasn't in the tight quarters. You said it was an explosive.
He also said holding a lighter next to it.
Right.
I'll cause him to combust or something like that.
Right.
I'm saying he's lucky. If he was holding a lighter next to himself doused in gasoline, he's lucky he didn't catch himself on fire before the cops tased him, because it's so volatile.
Mike, I've always thought you were an idiot, though.
Yeah, that's true, and you're right. You're absolutely. And here's the other thing.
Good argument there, Derek.
Here's the other thing you may not know about Mike. He's never wrong, ever.
Well, that is true. We've learned that.
He just cannot say, I thought it was the other way. It's not possible. It's not in his DNA.
After we do the gas in the parking lot video, let's do a video of Mike dousing himself with gasoline and see how long it takes for it to catch fire, too.
I like it. Let's try that. Let's go to Ralph. Hi, Ralph.
Hey, what'd it do? Hey, you guys watch Nurse Jackie, right?
Love.
Yes.
Well, what's the deal last week? Is it jump the shark?
What?
I think I may be one behind.
I'm not. Tell me
what
you mean.
She's doing karaoke at the end? Come on, dude.
She's doing karaoke?
In her husband's bar at her kid's request. I don't think that was crazy at all.
Awful.
Well, she's not a good singer.
But wait.
That wasn't the point.
But wait a minute. Wait a minute. You're saying the show jumped the shark, meaning now the show has nothing left just because of that one scene?
Well, just if they're going to go in that area, if she's going to start singing and doing karaoke every week, it blows.
What makes you think she's going to do it every week?
Well, that's why I asked you if it jumped the shark. I don't know if she's going to do it every week.
Wow.
You are Mr. Judgmental.
Fail.
Take it easy, dude.
I don't even think that's definition of jump the shark.
Great show up to then, but,
Now it's it for you?
What is this hatred of karaoke?
All right, why don't you just give it one more week? Because I think it'll probably not involve karaoke, and then you'll be fine.
Wow.
So if she does karaoke next week, it's definitely jump the shark.
Then you can
stop watching and lose out.
You can avoid. Wow. You know what I think we need for this guy?
Murder.
All right.
Yeah. Wow.
Thank you for the call.
It was a tender moment. God forbid.
I don't understand. Was he complaining that it was karaoke, period, or that she was a bad singer?
I think both.
Kind of both.
Yeah.
It sounds like karaoke was the basis of his hate, though.
Which is odd. See, they hang out in a bar a lot with the whole family because her husband owns it and runs it, and that's where they see him because he works at night. And I think the reason they had her do the karaoke, Lisa, tell me if this is the impression you got, is it's the last thing in the world she wanted to do.
Yes,
but
absolutely.
Her little daughter requested that she do it, and she said, you know what, I love my kids, I'm going to try to make her smile, so I'm going to do it anyway.
Yeah.
So it was kind of a tender moment in that, you know, she was basically miserable doing it.
Oh, it's terrible. Ruined the show.
They jumped the shark.
We don't have that many new shows in the summer. Let's take it easy on them.
She went out on the water on a boat on water skis and jumped a shark. It was weird.
Adam, hello. What'd it do?
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Good.
All right. I got a theory that you guys need to test out. It's kind of like the white pants theory.
New theory. All right.
It is all girls in jean skirts are sluts.
Jean skirt equals slut.
Yes.
What are you basing that on? Just seeing a bunch of them someplace?
Go to any bar and look at the drunkest whore there, definitely wearing a jean skirt.
So you mean sluts in the worst possible way.
In the best possible way.
This isn't the best possible.
Worst to you, best to us, yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
Because I have a jean skirt.
Now?
No, not right this. I would not wear that here, by the way.
You wouldn't? Why?
No. Because I just
kind of slutty?
But you rarely wear it, and when you do, you're looking to get some, right, Lisa?
Yes. It's certainly not because it's just really hot outside and they're comfortable.
We will test your theory. We are scientists. We will test your theory, and we'll let you know.
I like it. I like it. That may be worth some phone calls at another time to find out if there's any other corroborating evidence. But it's on the surface, I don't see anything to discount it as not being true.
Right. Initially, we can't disagree with it.
All right.
Yeah. I can't prove it yet, but I'm telling you, this is just like me going, you're saying the sun's hot? All right, maybe it is. Let's look into it. That's all.
Let's go to Brandon. Hi, Brandon.
Hey, what's up, guys?
What'd it do?
Nothing much. So anyway, I go out surfing yesterday, and I wake up this morning because I have to pee, and I see that my urethra is torn.
Nope. Whoa. Oh. Whoa, whoa, whoa.
Yep.
You were surfing yesterday. Did you have a wetsuit? No?
Nope.
You didn't have a wetsuit. Okay.
Nope.
And you didn't notice it yesterday?
It didn't hurt?
You didn't feel something and go, ow, what happened?
Felt nothing yesterday, woke up today, and two streams of urine.
What?
Does it hurt this morning a lot?
It burns like hell.
How do you... How
were you with any girls in jean skirts?
No, thank
good
God.
Question. Wow.
Is that what happens when you tear it?
I've never torn it, but... I mean, you may have other problems.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking.
Brandon, yeah.
I think it may not be that.
There's
at all.
A part of the story that you're leaving out that doesn't involve surfing where you somehow.
Where you were somewhere last week.
You're drinking and.
Yeah, you're in Thailand with $5.
Flesh eating virus. I don't know.
Yeah, maybe you got the flesh eating virus. Yeah.
Good shit. Hey, maybe that phone call ought to be to a doctor instead of to Kevin and Bean.
No, we're doctors.
I'm on our way.
Okay, good.
Okay. Hey, let us know. Call us back tomorrow. Let us know what happens.
Sounds good.
All right, thank you.
Okay.
And one more real quick. Pat. Hi, Pat.
Hi. Hey, what'd it do?
What'd it do?
All right. I think there should be a mullet button. I don't think they should die because the thing they love most in their life is their hair.
Right.
So when you see somebody with a bullet, you hit a mullet, you hit the button, and they lose their hair.
Murder.
So like that, except for it says...
Mullet be gone.
Mullet.
Yes, because they... Death would be too good for them.
I see. Wow.
That's a lot of hatred for hairstyle.
We have tried to talk people out of mullets, too, and had no success. I love them.
And I thought they're funny, so if they wear them as a wig for Halloween, it's okay.
Right.
But anything else, bald.
If they're doing it ironically, then fine.
Right.
But that is the one thing that we found out when we tried to get, start a campaign against the mullets, is people who have mullets love having them.
Yeah.
It's worth the nails on a chalkboard when I see them.
Yeah.
Yeah,
but I like hockey, so I have to half accept the mullet. There's a lot of mullets in hockey.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, what would happen to the NHL if Pat's plan went into effect?
Yeah, that would not be good. But outside of that, I'd say I'm fine with that. Thank you for the call. All right, let's talk about today's Kevin and Bean Show, shall we?
All right.
It's X Games Week, and every day this week we are talking to some of the athletes. We have Jeremy McGrath on the program today.
Hack.
Very excited about that. We are going to tell you about Kevin Federline and the rumor that his girlfriend is pregnant with his child. Pregnant with his child.
I think we should all be able to vote as a society whether someone gets fixed or not.
just in a few instances. Yeah. I don't like too much power, but in a few instances when it gets to people like K-Fed or the Octomom.
If we could get 95%,
yeah,
then I think that's fair.
Yeah.
He is certainly gaining the sympathy weight too, isn't he? If she's pregnant, man, that would explain a lot because he's gained 100 pounds since he was married to Brittany.
He is fat, fat, fat. We are also going to tell you about a place in Florida where you can do a drive-through wedding. Because if you're really in a hurry, you don't have time to stop and get out of the car and whatnot. You could just drive through and get married.
I bet those stick.
Yeah, that's going to be good.
Are we rushing through life, people?
Maybe a little. Maybe.
Can you drive around the building and there's a drive-through divorce available to you?
That's a good question. We'll have to ask her that. We have to ask her if there's a flip side on the building.
I like it.
Internet Roundup today. We've got some new stuff for you to look at.
Okay.
Tell you some good ones.
Just after 6 o'clock. We also have Jonah Hill on the program talking about funny people.
I have a friend who saw it the other night and said it was great.
Awesome. Can't wait. We love Jonah Hill, so we'll talk to him and burp it real good. Okay, we'll take a quick break, and we will come back with Ralph Showbiz. 103.9, the coast, coasting along today with that song by The Shins.
Hope that's not your audition tape for the coast.
It's the K-Rock, and it is 5:54.
I think Natalie Portman told us that song would change our life at one time, didn't she, in Garden State? Isn't that the song?
Yeah, by The Shins, that was it. Yeah.
It's the Kevin and Bean Show. It's Wednesday. Ralph Garman joins us for the show, Biz Bean. What's going on, Ralph?
Somewhere Simon and Garfunkel are saying, hey, how come our career is not big? We can sing like that.
How did we used to do that
all the time. By the way, Mike's pontificating on gasoline, which is hilarious.
Spectacular, right?
Spectacular.
And he, how much does he change his story as he gets called on?
Constantly.
Yeah, it's awesome.
Here's the thing. You can put out a match in a puddle of gasoline if you go from the side of it.
Okay.
If it touches the liquid but not the fumes, you can actually put out a match in gasoline.
Okay.
Oh, interesting.
So it is just the fumes that is combustible. That's what catches on fire is the combination of oxygen and the gasoline.
Right.
But that would suggest what you're saying, Ralph, suggests that Mike is accurate in that it would not be like the movies where you'd see a trail of gasoline heading toward the pump to blow up.
No, that's not true. If it's outside, because gasoline evaporates so quickly and the fumes dissipate so quickly, the only place that there are flammable fumes outside with gasoline is just above the liquid because it dissipates into the air so quickly.
So the fumes would follow the...
So the fumes would ignite and they would the flame would feed itself along that line of gasoline towards your target.
So it's just the opposite of what Psycho Mike says.
Yes.
No. Okay.
Yes.
All right.
No. All right, we need to make a video. Kevin, seriously, today's the day.
Okay.
Because the only reason it would ever explode is if, like, butane gas or another gas, it was in a confined area where it wasn't dissipating. So indoors or, you know, in a container in some way, if that was to be ignited, then it would...
Because it doesn't mix with
flame.
The air.
Right, because it's not dissipating.
That's exactly what I said.
You said if you went, you're outdoors and you lit a trail of gasoline, it wouldn't follow along the trail to your target.
The example I was using specifically was if when the guys in the mafia are trying to blow up a house or a car, and they pour it all inside and they walk away, the
Ralph,
pool will do move.
You should know by now.
Yeah, why am I
bothering? It's not possible for him to...
Isn't that exactly what I said?
No, you said the guy outside with the lighter who got tased was lucky he didn't burst into flames because it's so volatile, it would explode immediately once he lit the lighter.
I said he's lucky he didn't light himself on fire before the cops tased him. That's exactly what I
said. Yeah, you
I,
said
I
that too,
that.
But you said it's an explosive. It's not doesn't
being
catch
soaked
on fire.
With gasoline outdoors, unless the flame touches you, you're okay. Because the fumes dissipate so quickly.
I think if he walked, it was inside.
Oh,
he poured
dear
it all
God,
over
will you stop talking?
I'm saying he's inside. He poured it all over himself.
It is impossible for him to shut up.
All right. We're wasting valuable showbiz news time here.
We are, but you brought it up.
I know,
but
it's just because it was just, we were laughing in the other room because he's the world's foremost authority.
He is on everything.
Yes. All right, let's talk about Hulk Hogan, shall we? Finally, after much legal wrangling, he and his wife, Linda, have reached a divorce settlement. It's official. The Hulkster and the Linster will no longer be married.
You got to be cool and eat fruit.
That's how he ended a call with us one time. Be cool and eat fruit.
And you know what? No matter what his personal life is like, it's excellent advice.
That is good advice.
To be cool and eat fruit. Because you need the roughage.
Right.
And the vitamins from fruit.
And you should be cool.
To stay regular, and you should be cool.
Yeah.
And I find the more regular I am, the cooler I am, too.
Yeah.
I think one feeds into the other.
Can see that as well.
The Hulkster had this to say about his divorce with wife Linda.
Come on, dude.
Come on, dude.
Come on. We have one guy
who does the Hulk voice.
Who does the Hulkster.
Oh,
and has a comment.
You're looking for the live Hulk appearance,
yes.
I see.
I'm glad it's over. Tell you that.
Brother.
There you go.
Nice. Yeah. Well said.
Those improv classes are really funny.
It was weird to me how civil it was, too, because weren't they just hating on each other
in the press? They still hate each other.
But they kissed each other in the courtroom yesterday, and they seemed very friendly and amicable. It's bizarre.
Very weird display.
They love each other. They're going to remain friends.
Also divorced, Johnny Knoxville and his wife Melanie after 12 years of marriage. Their divorce is finalized. People Magazine's reporting helped to fork over $6,000 a month in child support.
A month?
$6,000
a month.
For their 13-year-old daughter.
Wow.
I don't know nothing about raising no kids, but...
Seems like a lot.
Sounds like a 13-year-old could live very nicely with $6,000 a month.
No kidding.
Depending on... Maybe she's in private school or stuff. I don't know how it all entails, but there you go. Guys, we may have some competition in this radio business.
Uh-oh.
We call home. Apparently, Alaska Governor Sarah Palin is looking to get into radio.
Oh, please make that happen.
She is sniffing out interest from radio syndicators for a short-form commentary on the news that she would do on a daily basis.
Commentary meaning she doesn't get questions.
Of course.
Ah.
It would be a prepared commentary.
That would be great.
Where she would comment on the news of the day.
That would be great.
A daily show.
I love it.
And it would be syndicated around the country, ideally for her.
Love.
And I really don't want to disappoint anyone with this announcement, not with the decision that I have made. All I can ask is that you trust me with this decision and know that it is no more politics as usual.
Okay.
Yeah, there you go.
All right.
Kevin is praying for her to get on the radio.
I know. Yeah.
So he can say, listen to her. How good do I sound now?
Who gives her more hope at getting into radio than listening to me, though?
That's
it's like, I could do that.
I heard this one guy in Los Angeles, and I'm pretty hopeful. The future to the road to the north.
That sounds horrible, but wouldn't that be a home run if you're a PD or a syndicator as far as, like, you know, pandering to that audience?
I imagine.
Sure. Certain parts of the country, I guess, would probably be.
I think the rest of the country would love to hear for the opposite reason.
That's right.
To be successful.
The funniest half hour on television, on radio. Megan Fox loves me.
What?
Loves me.
Loves you?
Loves me.
Does she know you?
Well.
How did you come to this
sort of. She did an interview this week where she says she loves the guys at the San Diego Comic-Con. Loves guys at the comic book convention.
Well, you were one of them.
That's what I'm saying. She says, first of all, she loves them because she also is a geek, so she feels connected to them.
Mm-hmm.
And
she
says every time she goes, and she was there this past weekend, the comic book aficionados who are there are always polite, kind, and appreciate her work more than her looks, she says. So she loves the comic book
convention. They're just too nervous to say anything about her looks.
She loves the comic book convention and all of us.
You're a lying sack of shit!
Wow. Now, Ralph often brags about the ladies, but I have to back his play on this one because she brought it up with Dave on the red carpet. If you remember when she found out that Dave was from K-Rock. Remember she was asking all those questions about, oh, what about my boyfriend Ralph?
I don't
remember see
that.
Ralph again. Remember?
Right.
Well, yeah, we played that interview a bunch of times, Kev.
Yeah. But I don't remember
she
her.
Said it?
Play it again.
Hold on, because you must have forgotten it because it's all over. Here's part of the interview with Dave and Megan Fox.
Megan, I just want to say one question. Hello.
Oh, you know what? I must have said I forgot about that.
She didn't bring up Comic-Con.
Are you not entertained? Are you not entertained?
We are entertained.
And some lucky folks in South Korea.
Hey.
Got to... Wow. I guess maybe you guys are over yourselves there. got to hear three new songs from Weezer last week.
Oh, awesome.
Apparently they were performing at the Gisan Valley Rock Festival in South Korea. And Weezer headlined the show and got up on stage and played I'm Your Daddy, Can't Stop Partying, and Girl Got So Hot. Apparently three of their new songs that will more than likely be on the next Weezer album. So
they have a song called Can't Stop Partying.
Can't Stop
That's
Partying.
Why I love Weezer.
That is so perfect for them.
And the Girl Got So Hot.
Yeah.
So I'm looking forward to. I like Weezer. You like the Weezer?
I like the Weezer.
Hey, you like Weezer? Hey, you like the Weezer?
That's how Bean buys his Weezer CDs from a van in a parking lot.
At a gas station.
Hey, $5. You can't beat it.
Like the Weezer?
Hey. I'm sure it was...
Can you picture Bean...
Didn't fall off the back of a truck,
following that guy over to his truck and going, yes, what else do you have?
Bludgeon in the back of the head and a black bag thrown over him and just thrown in the back.
Taken to Mexico.
Sent into white slavery.
Worst slave ever.
Becomes a prostitute.
He would be a terrible slave. And a terrible prostitute as well. He would not be good at either of those.
Slave for a big beefy biker.
Yeah, you're mine now, Spina Bifida. I'm going to call you Spina Bifida.
Spina, get over here. I need a beer.
Today's celebrity birthdays. Allison Mack, who plays Chloe on Smallville. She is 27 years old today. I think she's adorable. Danger Mouse of Gnarls Barkley is 32. Josh Radner from How I Met Your Mother is 35. And Geddy Lee of Rush.
Yeah!
Oh. Woo! We have to queue up a little Rush for the next hour when we talk about Geddy Lee. Because he has got one of the great voices in rock. If you have no testicles, sing like Geddy Lee. He is 56 years old today. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz.
Right now, it's time to take a look at Kevin and Bean's Internet Roundup.
Click that mouse and open your browser. Pull up your shirt and drop them trousers. We've got shots that need your viewing. Life's so hard that you'll start spewing. Kevin and Bean's Internet Roundup.
All right. So go to kevinandbean.com, krock.com, click on Internet Roundup, and there's a bunch of links there for stuff that we find quite funny.
Okay.
And there are 6 new ones today. One of them is the kayak waterfall world record.
Dude.
What is this?
This dude in a kayak, it's that one of those one-man, like, canoe-looking things. He goes over a waterfall and drops, I don't know, 8 miles? I don't know how
well,
far it is, but...
I don't know either, but it looks like it's got to be 200 feet, though. I mean, at least. And he does it on purpose, and I was so surprised to find out that they have a Guinness World Record for this, because I thought years ago they eliminated all the world records that people were trying and killing themselves.
Right.
Because it seems like this is one that you would not really advise somebody to do. But it's just crazy. I mean, picture a waterfall like a Niagara Falls. It may even be Niagara Falls. I don't know. But you see the kayak go over the top of it, and then it just kind of vanishes into the water going down. And then doesn't come out again for a really long time. It's amazing.
Yeah, it's really
crazy.
Cool. It's really weird looking. Do not try this at home.
No,
yeah,
kidding.
I wouldn't do it, I don't think.
What about the golfer, the amazing hole-in-one?
Okay, this is incredible. I don't know how far it was. It was a pretty long shot, a couple hundred yards or something like that. The ball, the golfer hits the ball, it lands on the green, and then rolls probably 6 feet from the hole, hits another golfer's ball that's on the green, and then ricochets like it's like you're playing pool right off that guy's ball and into the hole.
Par 3 15th, Leif Olsen spins it back. It hits off the ball of his playing partner and then goes in. Olsen on the tee watching his improbable hole-in-one.
That's awesome.
It's amazing because, you know, usually they lift the other golfer's ball. And that's not as dirty as it sounds, but if they think there's, you know, that's a possibility that something like that's going to happen. I mean, it was a 1 in 1,000,000 chance.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Very cool.
Thank goodness for that guy's ball. we were told you yesterday about the Virgin Mary and the bird poop.
Mm-hmm.
This story is also up here.
Dozens of people are flocking to a home in Bryan, Texas, after a dropping from the heavens made them take notice. That dropping, well, it is from a bird. The family says the image of the dropping, take a look at it for yourself, is that of the Virgin Mary.
As soon as I looked at it, it just gave me chills all over my body. You know, I was like, you know, I just couldn't believe it.
Yeah.
I was like, damn, I just watched that call yesterday. Now I got to watch it again.
No way are they going to watch it. I looked at it, and you have to go and see the story yourself, because the bird poop is roughly kind of in an oblong circle form, as is the picture. Other than that, there's no similarities whatsoever.
She got chills, Kevin.
It's just bird poop.
Chills.
Bean, when was Sarah Palin's speech that made no sense? Was that when she stepped down?
This was this past Sunday.
Okay.
This was the speech that she gave on her last day before the transition of power when she resigned from being the governor of Alaska.
When did she stop making any sense at all?
Ooh. I don't know.
She didn't make a lot of sense when she announced that she was going to step down. That was almost as bad.
Here's a little bit of her speech this past Sunday.
I say it is the best road trip in America, soaring through nature's finest show. Denali, the great one, soaring under the midnight sun. The cold, though, doesn't it split the chechakos from the sourdoughs? With fireweed blooming along the frost heaves and merciless rivers that are rushing.
Okay, so...
What, is she a poet now?
she's gone bye-bye.
At that point, everybody has realized that she's not making any sense. So Conan O'Brien has William Shatner on to read her speech.
The cold, though, doesn't it split the chechakos from the sourdoughs? And then in the summertime, such extremes, summertime, about 150 degrees hotter than just some months ago and then just some months from now.
I like it when he does it.
What is the best?
Now it's art.
How does she say that and go, this makes sense, I'm on it. This is good.
I don't know.
This is what I wanted right now.
Wow. I don't get it.
To be in local politics, this is my favorite new thing. You know, the city councils, they have open mic nights, mm-hmm. not for comedy, but if you have something that you'd like to say about the city or about the laws or about something you'd like them to do, you're allowed to step up and give a little speech to the city council.
Yeah, a lot of times they'll have a public comment. Let's say they're planning on closing a high school near you. Well, citizens come down and they stand in front of the city council and they say, here's why I think it's a bad idea. And I guess that's what this young lady, I don't even know what the topic was for discussion because she covers a lot of ground, but she's in front of the Santa Cruz City Council and I desperately need to marry her.
This is called This Week at the Santa Cruz City Council Meeting, and this woman says stuff that makes less sense than Sarah Palin.
Well, the crops are growing very well, and they're organic, and some of them have pesticides, and I think that we should make a perfect pesticide for the crops that is good for people and healthy.
Now, at this point, Beat and I would already be out. I mean, we've gotten to the point where we have so little time, you know, for people to make a sentence and to make... You go, okay, you don't know what you're talking about, let's move on. But
right. They
kind of have to let her speak. So she goes on and on.
And keeps the crops preserved, too, because we need the food, because it's food and stuff. And organic food is good also. And the businesses downtown really need to lower their rent, because if the rent was lowered, those people would really have their own businesses. They have enough stuff. They're very good at making things. They're like experts.
Right.
And I really believe that it can be a California thing, that it can really work out,
mm-hmm.
because we can be rich in cotton and mining metals and silkworms, and we can make things. We can make things, cars. The machine can make it for us, and we can have the community and the city in San Francisco.
Now, what do you think she's trying to say? Because
I don't know.
I don't know.
This has to be some kind of an issue that she's addressing.
Can the city council make pesticides?
The perfect
do
pesticide.
They do that?
The perfect pesticide.
Is that one of their jobs?
No, they don't really do that. No.
Is she a former Miss Teen South Carolina? Do we know that?
No. I've seen the video. No. It's not possible she's a former Miss Anything.
Oh,
and
great.
We can make things and put them in the stores. On the East Coast, they have slaves, and they believe in slavery and made in China, but...
Okay, so that's good. So you got that working for you.
Oh, I didn't know that. That's interesting.
On the East Coast, they have slaves, and they believe in slavery.
Okay.
Made in China.
Mm-hmm.
on the West Coast, the New West Coast, we don't believe in that. We believe in the Union, and that's what we are. You can grow every kind of fruit and vegetable you want. That's how they do it. They have fruit trees and vegetable trees. That's where fruit and vegetable comes from.
That's right. That's right. A lot of people don't know that. They have fruit trees and vegetable trees.
She's an educator, too.
Yes, that's correct.
Besides being an idea man.
A lot of people don't know that, but that's
You can see this video along with all the others we've described at the Kevin Bean Internet Roundup. And by the way, you can see Kevin getting kicked in the nuts with a football. You can see that up there. Miss Cleo trying to kick a field goal. You can see that. You can see Mike doing some auto racing. And the best thing of all, if you haven't checked it out yet, is several minutes of the Sam the Armenian Comedian documentary called Born High.
Oh,
you can
that's
buy the
awesome.
Whole thing for just $2.99, but you can watch something like 10 or 15 minutes of it or something like that in the Internet Roundup section of KevinBean.com. Well worth checking out.
You freeze the fruit and vegetables,
right.
It'll last forever.
Oh.
You can put, you know, broccoli or strawberries in the freezer. It'll last forever.
That's great.
If you don't, it might go bad in a while. But
right.
All you have to do is pay the farmers and pay for the land.
Right.
But why do we have to pay for the land? The land's free. It's new land, you know. I mean, do we have to pay for the land? Do we have to pay rent? Do we have to pay?
No.
The food's free, so we should just... sell it at the farmer's market.
Thank you.
You're
next speaker.
Next speaker. The land is free and the fruit is free.
Are
so
we selling the land at the farmer's market?
Apparently,
just the fruit?
She just wants the land for free and then the fruit should be for free too. I don't know. That's the best.
You are listening to the Kevin and Bean Show. If you've ever been in this situation where you're dying to get married, but really you can't be bothered to get out of the car, have we got good news for you? It's a drive-through wedding chapel, and we'll talk to the woman who runs it coming up in just a few minutes. First, the Kevin and Bean Afro line is on the air. Our answering machine set up just for you to leave messages. 323-520-AFRO is the number.
Kevin and Bean. Channel 11 is showing the greatest reality show ever. It's called More to Love. It's about one fat man with a fat heart trying to find his true fat love, fat girl. It's like Psycho Mike's worst nightmare come true.
I did not watch last night, but I have read a lot of very sad things about that show. Apparently, it is somewhat depressing. Not that there's anything wrong with fat people finding love, too, but apparently, you know, Fox doesn't always present everything in the best of taste.
Of course.
I get the impression this one was painful to watch.
Remember this?
Dozens of people are flocking to a home in Bryan, Texas, after a dropping from the heavens made them take notice. That dropping, well, it is from a bird. The family says the image of the dropping, take a look at it for yourself, is that of the Virgin Mary.
Bird poop on a truck. Silly Mexican.
Very nice. For some reason on Sunday, and none of us can figure out how, we were playing music at about 20 to 30% speed faster than it was supposed to be played.
Yeah.
Sounded a little something like this. The chipmunks.
Hey, hi, I'm listening to the music here on K-Rock, and why does all of it sound really slow? I don't know why. I thought it would sound faster.
Yeah. Does now.
See, because
the other day it was going faster than...
Kevin and Bean, I was just looking at your website. I saw the pictures of Hayden Panettiere and asked, is she Bell-worthy? I have two words for you. Ding, motherf***ing ding.
Wow. How about that? He's got it for Stumpy.
I like it.
A lot of fans.
Personal message to Lisa.
Hey, Lisa May, what's going on? Heard those Quizno commercials. How'd you like to have my over 6-inch torpedo for lunch? Know what I'm saying?
Nope.
No, that was very subtle.
I have no idea what you're saying. Sorry. We were calling India because they have a drought. And they, to embarrass the weather gods, are having their daughters plow the fields naked.
Mm-hmm.
That's supposed to embarrass the weather gods. I don't know why the daughters are plowing in the first place. Shouldn't the man be doing it? The
you
father?
Would think. Yeah.
Gets his daughter
because
out there.
They still do things right over there in India. That's why.
Oh, dear God. So we were calling India to try and get some information on the story.
$3.99 a minute to call India? You guys are stupid. You should have called Dell's tech support hotline. That's free.
That's a great idea, by the way. If next time we need India, let's do that.
If it does end up in the same place. It's X Games week, and all week long we're talking to the athletes. Yesterday we talked to P-Rod.
Hey, guys. I have a P-Rod, too.
Yeah.
Okay.
Not a huge fan of the Beatles, and I take a lot of crap for that.
Hey, Kevin. September 9th, 2009, Beatles Rock Band comes out. If you're not excited, you're a communist, and you hate puppies. Why do you hate puppies, Kevin?
1, 2, 3, 4. That's a good point. You do hate puppies if you hate the Beatles. By the way, I was at the 7-Eleven yesterday, hard to believe, and they are not only are accepting pre-orders for Rock Band, because that's where I go for all of my video games is... It's the 7-Eleven.
They're selling Rock Band at 7-Eleven?
Beatles Rock Band at 7-Eleven. Yes, you can get it on September 9th there.
Wow.
They also, behind the counter, you know how sometimes they have items for sale behind the counter? They, for whatever reason, they're carrying the Beatles Monopoly game at 7-Eleven now.
Just in case you need to buy.
Really?
I mean,
as Paul.
You go in there, you know, you go in there for some milk and some licorice, and you know what? While I'm here, let me pick up that Beatles Monopoly game.
Yeah, that's a little odd.
Yeah.
Miss Cleo was claiming that she could kick a 50-yard field goal, so we took her out. We had her try a 25 or 30-yard field goal. She missed every time.
She shoots. She's. Oh, no. No. Nope. Failed. Failed horribly. Failed 8 times.
9 if you include the payoff.
That's right.
Let's play it payoff of the bet. And finally, a call that sounds suspiciously like our own Miss Cleo.
Hi. This is Cleo. Calling, and I heard your very intelligent, highly sophisticated phone screener, Miss Cleo, talking about kickball today, and I was hoping to get more information. Did she say that the website was kickball.com and that she plays under the California Big Kahuna League? Did she also say that you could get discounts at the bar that they go to after every game? That sounds fabulous. How do I sign up? Wait, did she say that website was kickball.com? I think that's what she said. If Miss Cleo could would answer my questions, that would be great. Thank you, guys. Oh, and I can kick a 40-yard field goal.
Nope.
Miss Cleo, I've been saying it my whole life. I'll be saying it until the day I die. Miss Cleo. And I don't mean that in a good way.
I guess what I'm saying, Kevin, is that you, if you really love her, you turn off the engine. Okay? If you don't, if you're just, whatever, let's get married, it'll be fun, then you just leave the engine running.
That's what I'm thinking. The Reverend Sharon Burnett is who we're going to talk to next. She opened Mother Earth Goddess Metaphysical Store in a former dry cleaning business in Florida. And she didn't know what to do with those windows where you pass the, I guess you could pick up your dry cleaning in your car. So she decided to make it a drive-through wedding chapel.
I love it. I love it. I mean, really, when you think about it, what's the difference between getting out and walking inside and standing there or sitting in the comfort of your own car where you got air conditioning and a radio, you know?
I don't
know. So you're saying you want to listen to the radio while you're getting married?
I don't want to miss the end of that My Chemical Romance song.
Sure, yeah.
The gravity of the situation, maybe?
Why? Because 50% in a divorce?
Well.
Why? You think it...
And now it's 51%. Everyone goes to a drive-thru chapel.
Let's go to the Reverend Sharon Burnett. Hi, Reverend.
All right.
Hello. How are you?
Very good. Thank you.
I was listening to you, and that's actually the truth.
The Reverend owns the store. She has a drum circle on Saturdays. Is that correct, ma'am?
Yes. I have a drum circle on the last Saturday of each month.
You have tarot classes. You have Introduction to Kabbalah.
Yep.
Wow. You do it all.
Well, metaphysics really is an eclectic type of path. And so no path is kind of ignored. We just kind of embrace all of it. And mm-hmm. so those are the type of people that I have as friends and customers.
So crazy.
Yeah. The drive-through wedding was really a second thought. But apparently, you know, what happens in Florida stays in Florida. Mm,
apparently not.
Apparently not, because we heard about it. So where is this Zephyr Hills? Is that the name of the town you're at in Florida?
Yes, it is. It is a sleepy little community town. It used to have the reputation from cradle to grave. We have a lot of winter residents who come here for the snow season.
Right.
Okay. Are you near Tampa, or where are you?
I'm just north of Tampa by about maybe 30 miles.
So you're talking snowbirds. You're talking about older people that don't like it where it's cold, so they come down there for the summer.
Yes.
Yeah, all right.
Okay.
Or winter.
And we've all seen these kinds of stores. You've got the candles and the incest.
The incest
would be a totally different kind of store.
Yeah, be careful with that.
I don't think she has the incest.
And,
that's in the back room.
That back.
That's in the back adult room.
Behind a curtain with ID.
I leave that to the other religion.
Yeah.
All right. You got the dream catchers, the books on Kabbalah. So was it as simple as what Kevin suggested, which is, hey, I've got a drive-through window. What do I do with it? Oh, I know. I'll offer weddings. I mean, is that how it was? It like a light bulb going on over your head?
Oh, yes, it was. It was like cosmic inspiration.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
okay.
there was a sign. I'm right next to an alley, and there was a sign above the side of it. And I went, what am I going to do with that sign? It was like, oh, drive-through weddings. Why not?
Okay. So what do you offer with that package if I were to pull up with my intended? I mean, how long is the ceremony? And do you have flowers, music? I mean, what's involved in it?
No, it's a civil ceremony. I'm a Florida notary. And that in Florida, we have the ability to perform civil ceremonies.
Right.
And so it's basically, it's less than 5 minutes. I've had two.
You've had two?
I've had two.
Okay, how long have you been open?
I opened July 1st.
Okay, so you've had two drive-through weddings.
Wow,
and it
that's
takes
impressive.
Less than 5 minutes.
Less than 5 minutes, yes. All I do is just basically say the very standard civil ceremony verses. They say, I do you take, and, you know, love, health, sickness, and I get some I do's, and I get some, can you speak up?
Yeah, of course. I can't hear you.
And can I have fries with that? Do you get some of that? Do they talk into a little microphone, or are they right in front of you in the window?
Right in front of me. It's,
that
like
would be
I said,
awesome.
It used to be a drive-through dry cleaner, so instead
oh,
of handing people their clothes, I take their mirror's license and have them say I do.
I hate to sound old-fashioned, but is it too much to expect for someone to get out of their car to get married? I mean,
you know, we're
how much of a rush
society.
Are you in?
Yeah. We are a drive-through society. We drive through drugstores. We drive through fast
food.
Right.
We drive through library.
Hey, honey, let's go get some. Let's go get some Del Taco and get married. We'll be back in 5 minutes.
You know what? The fun of it is instead of going to a courthouse and standing in a very, I want to say, concrete type of atmosphere.
Right, where you might take things seriously.
Where you might take things seriously.
Right.
You can do a drive-through, and it's actually something that you can talk about, you know, in times to come instead of saying, yeah, we got married at the courthouse.
Look, I don't have any problem with this. Honestly, the success of the seriousness of the vows is within the people. It doesn't really matter where you get married. Look, there are some people who think you weren't serious about getting married because you went to Las Vegas to get married. And there are other people, they don't care where they get married. The important thing is the person that they're with.
Right, I agree with all of that, except for, doesn't the drive-through seem a little throwaway?
It's unusual.
It is unusual, but here's
what kind of a rush are you in?
Yeah. Well, here's another take on it. The thing is that if you, the younger children today, even some of the people who have been laid off that still want to get married, it is expensive to go and get married at a church. It is a little more expensive to go to the courthouse to get married. And the couple I married yesterday, they actually came in the store and did it in front of the drive-through window because I've got a foreseen on it. And the kids really could not afford anything more than a civil ceremony.
Right.
And so in that respect, you know, it's just basically, it's, hey, this option is available to you. If you want something that's a little more, you know,
Weddingy
or sacredy, you know, come on inside, because the kids brought with them their grandmother. They brought with them their parents, their friends. And so I did a civil ceremony actually inside in front of the window.
Can I get married while you're doing my dry cleaning?
No, because I don't do dry
cleaning.
Oh,
that doesn't happen. Yeah. If I pull around again, can I get a divorce? Do you have a divorce window?
Actually, there was a guy that commented on the St. Pete Times who said, well, I'm just going to open an old Checkers. He says, one side you can come through and get married, the other side you can get divorced,
right,
and serve fries with both.
Right,
that's
exactly.
A great idea. I love it. Well, if I'm ever in Zephyr Hills, Florida, I'm definitely beginning heading on by the Mother Earth Goddess Metaphysical Store. By the way, any chance of drive-through incest? Is that something that might be available?
No.
No.
Okay,
usually
not
at all. To our competitors.
Thank you very much, Reverend. We appreciate you joining us on the Kevin and Bean Show.
You're welcome.
Hey.
106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. It is 6:57.
X Games 15 is here. Starting tomorrow, we'll talk to one of the all-time greats, Jeremy McGrath, coming up in about 15 minutes or so here on the Kevin and Bean Show. First, Ralph is here with the Showbiz Beat, and I understand a little treat for the listeners this morning.
Little treat.
We have a winner, believe it or not.
We don't have a winner. I've got tickets to give away to a very cool event. It is the Los Angeles premiere of Rogue Pictures' new upcoming thriller, A Perfect Getaway. It's Wednesday, August 5th, so make sure you're free that evening. If you'd like to attend, 5 pairs of tickets. The movie stars Timothy Olyphant, Mila Jovovich, and Steve Zahn, one of my favorite actors in the world. Steve Zahn, A Perfect Getaway from Rogue Pictures, if you'd like to go. I've got a little trivia question for you.
All right.
First 5 people that answer the question correctly at 1-800-520-1067 will win a pair of tickets.
We have a winner,
I haven't even asked a question yet.
Okay.
In That Thing You Do, very entertaining motion picture written and directed by Tom Hanks.
Yes.
Steve Zahn stars as one of the members of The Wonders, the fictional band The Wonders. What's the name of his character in that movie? 1-800-520-1067 is the number. First 5 people with the correct answer get a pair of tickets to see A Perfect Getaway.
God help me.
God help you, indeed. Did you hear about the big brouhaha over at Fox?
About what?
Glenn Beck. Oh. Familiar with Glenn Beck?
Sort of. I thought he was on, like, Headline News or something.
No.
I don't know who he is.
He's Fox
News.
Over at Fox News.
Okay.
He is, you got to watch him. He's very entertaining.
Okay.
In a completely idiotic, blowhard kind of way. He outdid himself. There's a big brouhaha from Fox and Friends, which is their morning show over there on Fox News.
Right.
Where he said that President Barack Obama is a racist because of all this stuff that's going on with Henry Louis Gates, the professor, and Sergeant James Crowley.
Yeah.
And the police there in Cambridge, Massachusetts. Here's what Glenn Beck said. This president, I think, has exposed himself as a guy over and over and over again who has a deep-seated hatred for white people or white culture. I don't know what it is. So the co-host from Fox and Friends, this guy who works on Fox News.
Right.
Says, I don't think you can say he doesn't like white people. David Axelrod is white. Rahm Emanuel's chief of staff is white. 70% of the people we see in that White House every day are white. Robert Gibbs is white. Then Beck responded with, I'm not saying he doesn't like white people. I'm saying he has a problem. This guy is, I believe, a racist. So
right.
I don't know what all that means after he said he doesn't like white people, and then he does like white people. But
you mean sensitive to perhaps some things that black people go through in this country occasionally?
No one knows what it means, but it's causing a big, which is what they want. It's a big brouhaha, and it's getting a lot of attention, but apparently.
He is enormously popular for folks who don't know. I mean, his show is every bit as big as the Bill O'Reilly show. He's got a number of number one New York Times bestseller list books. I mean, the guy is a phenomenon. He does these speaking tours where he can sell out a 15,000-seat venue when he goes out and speaks. He's huge.
Wow.
Yeah.
He's fat, too?
No.
He doesn't like white people. I didn't say he doesn't like white people.
Except he just said that.
I mean, I understand there are two things going on here. One is he wants to continue to make people afraid of the scary black man in office. I mean, that's clearly what he's doing here. But, I mean, I guess it all stems from if Barack Obama assumed that the police were wrong in that situation with the professor, then he's suggesting that, that maybe that was a bias on the president's part.
And I think that very well may be true. If you state it that way, that absolutely could be true, given the circumstances.
Sure.
But to say the guy has exposed himself over and over and over and over again as someone who has a deep-seated hatred for white people...
Yeah, that's a stretch. That's a little bit of a stretch.
I'd like to see over and over and over again what you're talking about.
I think we just
Although he beat a lot of white people for that office, though, so clearly
that's true.
He doesn't like them.
He doesn't like them, that's for sure. Nicole Richie is going to pay tribute to her godfather with the name of her second child. Her godfather, by the way, was Michael Jackson. Did you know that?
No,
didn't know that.
Yeah. That's the guy that was supposed to step in and
Anything went wrong with Lionel. He was supposed to step in and raise little Nicole as his own.
That is not a good choice.
Apparently, she is going to name her second child Michael if it's a boy and Michelle if it's a girl in his honor. That's kind of sweet.
Nice. It is.
Yeah. Just keep him away from flaming Pepsi cans or whatever it was.
It was a Pepsi can.
Pepsi can blew up.
Yep.
Had gasoline in it.
Gasoline.
That's what Michael did. Yeah, had gasoline. Explosive. Congratulations to our buddy David Alan Greer.
Black.
He has just been cast in the new David Mamet play on Broadway.
No kidding.
How about him doing Broadway?
Wow.
Debuts on Broadway this fall. It is called Race. It involves other notable actors, including James Spader, Richard Thomas, Kerry Washington.
Wow. That's a good cast.
Yeah. Apparently he will play a lawyer in the show, and everyone's saying it's going to be quite a success, so good for him.
I don't remember the last show that he did on Broadway, but he did do one, right?
Yeah, he's been on Broadway a couple times, I believe.
He was nominated for a Tony one year, I remember.
Yeah.
Wow, that's amazing.
David also going through a bad divorce right now.
Yeah.
So.
Oh, that's too bad.
Good for him to have something to look forward to. And Bean, you'll be very, very happy to know. 867-5309 is up for grabs again.
Again?
What? I thought it just got sold.
There's another one. One in the Philadelphia area code of 267.
Oh, okay.
Jason Kaplan in Southampton, Pennsylvania is hoping someone will step forward and spend what he's expecting upwards of six figures.
Ralph brings that up because Bean is obsessed with phone numbers and really wanted that one at some point for some reason.
And 867-5309 is from the classic 80s song Jenny. Remember that song?
Yeah.
Jenny, Jenny, who can I turn to?
Sure.
867-5309.
Sure.
And Bean wants to buy it.
He does. Badly.
Yeah, the New Jersey one was up for sale a few months ago. I wouldn't pay six figures for it, to answer your question.
Well,
I'd love to have it, but I wouldn't pay it. That'd be crazy.
Yeah, because you're enormously cheap. You wouldn't pay three figures for it. That's what I'm guessing.
Don't you think that number's going to get a lot of random calls from
people?
Of course.
Would anyone want that number?
Is there anyone worse to have that than Bean?
No.
Because
that's true.
He hates being bothered.
He would just put a hilarious recorded message on the end of it, I think. What you don't realize is Jenny's not home right now. So leave a message and I'll pass it along for her. Why is the dollar so low, Mr. Caller?
Ralph, you want to talk to Paul, your first winner for your trivia question for the movie tickets?
I don't like Paul.
You don't
never
like Paul?
Never liked him, not once. Not after what he did to me. You want me to talk to Paul?
You've never...
With our history, you want Paul and I to talk to each
you
other?
You don't have a history. You don't know Paul.
Is this McCartney? Paul McCartney?
No,
Paul?
I don't think so.
Oh,
I think it's different Paul.
All right, a different Paul then.
Paul?
Actually, it's Paul Lee. Hi!
Hey!
Hey!
Paul Lee.
This is Paul Lee?
We do have a history.
How? We do!
Wow.
How did you get through?
This looks shaky of somebody that we know
wins the prize. I mean, we got to be careful about
this. He's almost be disqualified. He's sort of like, he's almost a relative.
Paul. Oh, well, then I should just get tickets for being friends, right?
No. You see how sneaky the Japanese are? I mean, without us even looking, man, boom, he's on our phone.
We were sleeping in, and boom, bomb started dropping. It's just like Pearl Harbor all over again.
Exactly.
Paul is one of the best artists that we know. He's done a lot of art for us.
He's a brilliant artist. And a good comic book artist, too.
Yep.
Paul, were you down at the Comic-Con this weekend?
Yes, I was.
It was horrible. It was great.
Wall-to-wall people.
It was busy.
There
it
is
was
that.
Packed.
There is the people
Look,
thing.
You can't go and expect nobody else to, Paul.
Well, I don't think I'm going anymore.
Wow, that's it?
Whoa, so there.
Yeah.
All right, what was the name of Steve Zahn's character in That Thing You Do?
Lenny Hayes.
And here's a little bonus question. You already won. A little bonus question. Do you know why his last name is Hayes?
No idea.
All of the characters of the Wonders in that movie with Tom Hanks are all named after famous astronauts from the NASA program.
Dumb.
A little trivia question for you.
Dumb.
Because Tom Hanks is, like, obsessed with NASA and the space program. Congratulations, Paul. You're going to go see the brand new Steve Zahn movie, A Perfect Getaway.
Woohoo!
Hey! Thanks for feigning enthusiasm. We appreciate that. Today's celebrity birthdays. Allison Mack from Smallville is 27 years old today. Danger Mouse of Gnarls Barkley is 32. Josh Radnor, How I Met Your Mother, is 35. And Geddy Lee of Rush is 56 years old today. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz.
There are many greats in the world of motocross. And make no mistake, Jeremy McGrath has earned his spot as one of them.
Jeremy McGrath brings this crowd alive.
Number two, Jeremy McGrath. It's the return of the king.
And McGrath takes the victory.
So, let me get this straight. X Games 15 starts here tomorrow. Jeremy McGrath had already been a pro for 5 years before X Games began. The man's a living legend, ladies and gentlemen. He joins us back on the Kevin and Bean Show. Hey, Jeremy, how are you?
I'm good. Good morning. It's been a while. How are you guys?
Has been a while.
Yeah.
Yeah. We were just talking about that. You want to fix this phone real quick before we go on?
I can try, but good luck. Okay.
We got a weird phone line here this morning. So, Jeremy, what's this week like for you? What are you thinking as you get ready to do it again?
I'm excited about it. You know, X Games is one of those things that's kind of like a phenomenon, you know? It's, you come to the show and there's big TV, big, lot of people, real lot of excitement. And since I'm not racing full-time anymore, it's pretty fun for me.
Now, which two events you're doing? Step Up and what else?
Yeah, I'm doing Step Up on Thursday night at Staples Center at 7 o'clock. And then I'm racing Moto X, which is Supercross, on Saturday afternoon. I believe it's 4 o'clock, 4:30.
And that's at Home Depot.
Yeah, Home Depot Center.
So what do you find yourself doing with most of your time now that that you're not committed to racing full-time?
Well, most importantly, I have a couple little girls now, so I just hang out with family quite a bit.
Nice.
I'm doing some off-road truck racing as well, which has been a blast. I mean, it's like riding Supercross in a truck.
Right, it seems a little safer.
Yeah, except for fire, right?
Well, there's that, sure.
You don't have to worry about catching on fire on your motorcycle, but...
That's true.
You know, I would assume you don't have to worry about breaking your leg in a truck, so it's a little bit different, but... I still do a ton of riding. I work for Honda during the week, and we do a lot of development on the race bike for the guys that are racing full-time now. So, I cut my hands in a lot of things. I'm just lucky that I don't have the pressure of having to race every weekend like I did for, 15, 20 years.
Yeah,
right. And I saw something the other day. I can't even remember where I saw it, but were you in Utah? Were you involved in, like, designing a race course, too?
Yeah, actually, there's a big event. It's going to be the first annual, but it's at a ski resort called Powder Mountain in Utah. And we're trying to come up with a new event. Monster Energy is behind it. I went up there last week and rode the initial first part of the track and was trying to make sure that it was legit and all that stuff. So track was cool.
You just go to the top of the mountain and just go down as fast as you can?
No, we actually made a 2-minute track at a ski resort, which has never been done before because, usually it's environmental. Motorcycles and environmentalists really don't get along.
They don't mix well, do they?
The mountain's a private resort, so it's working out good. It's going to be a blast.
So what is how steep can you make a track when you're keeping in mind that guys are going to be riding it on a motorcycle? I mean, can it be straight down like some of those ski mountains look like?
Oh, yeah. I mean, you guys know you can ride anything on a motorcycle, so.
We know you can.
I'd say just about anything. But you can make it up and down the hills, and that's the beauty of it. I mean, racing in that I mean, obviously the elevation kind of makes the bikes a little bit slower because it's about 7,500 feet, I think, there. But you can ride your bike up, down hills, all that stuff. It's, I mean, you can make a track with a tractor anywhere. So,
right. Do you have two events that are coming up at X Games this weekend. Are you at the point where it's really important for you to win, or do you feel like, hey, I don't really have anything to prove. I can just go out there and have a good time?
You know, I've been on the go out there and have a good time for quite a while. I last year I raced Moto X. It was real successful. I got a silver medal, and that was a great race. I mean, it's not like I go out there and treat it like a hobby. When I'm at the track, I put 100% effort into it. And for X Games, I start practicing probably two months prior to X Games.
Wow, no kidding.
So I've put a lot of time into this. I'm not going out there just to cruise around and have a picnic. I want to go out there and do as well as I can. Obviously, the competitive blood still runs through me. And I've had some pretty good success at X Games throughout the last, you know, 4 or 5 years that I've been out there and doing it.
Is this is there more pressure on you just because of your own success? I mean, when you were winning all those, you know, titles, it wasn't even a race. You'd be two laps out ahead of everybody.
Yeah.
And does that put more pressure on you now?
Well, you know, I don't think it does now because people are used to me in sort of being in the retired or semi-retired kind of atmosphere.
Right.
But I am a huge victim of my own success.
Yeah.
And it happens a lot. I mean, I'm sure it happens to all big athletes that are successful. And I don't know. I wouldn't have it any other way, because if I didn't have the pressure now, then that means I would have sucked during my career.
That's true.
See, we are trying very hard on the Kevin and Bean Show to never achieve any kind of level of success that we have to then live up to, because this way nobody can go, oh, Kevin and Bean used to be good, because if we're consistently just average, just doing enough to get by year after year, we don't look bad.
Oh, well, you guys are, it's too late already.
Yeah, you lower expectations, and that's the way it goes.
You won't be able to live that one down.
Let's give away a pair of tickets to the world premiere of the X Games 3D, the movie, right now at the Nokia Theater LA Live. That's going to be tomorrow. Also, a pair of tickets to Rally Car Racing and X Fest at the Home Depot Center this Sunday. If you are an X Games fan, you know you have to be there in person at 1-800-520-1067. Kevin, I know you're going all 4 days. What do you know about tickets available if people listening now still want to get down and see it in person?
I am not sure about tickets available. I think so. I think they are, because they are allowed to let a lot of people in.
Yeah.
Because it's, you know, you got the outside and you got all the booths and everything else. So definitely check. It is a great time. Thursday night, tomorrow night, is Jeremy McGrath doing Moto X Step Up. And then Saturday at Home Depot at about 4 or 4:30 in the afternoon, the Moto X Super X race.
And if you can't be there in person, of course, there's xgames.com. You'll see some of the coverage on ABC this weekend as well as expn.com. Jeremy, we always love catching up with you, man. Congratulations on your continued success. Have fun this weekend, dude.
Yeah, thanks a lot, you guys. It's going to be fun. You know, I go out there and give it my all, and I still love it. You know, that's why I do it. I just love it because I have a lot of passion for riding my motorcycle, and that's what it's about. So
it's always great to
see you guys here this weekend.
It's always great to have you on the show. We'll see you this weekend.
All right.
Thanks Jeremy.
A lot.
Bye. 106.7 K-Rock is KROQ, and it is 7:33.
Kevin and Bean Show, it's Wednesday. Hey, how about a new album, Bob? I mean, seriously, you've been coasting on the old hits for quite a while. That's all I'm saying right now. Coming up in about 15 minutes or less here on the Kevin and Bean Show, we're going to talk to the very funny Jonah Hill. He is in this new Judd Apatow Funny People movie, along with some of his very best friends in the world. You know, he and Seth Rogen and Jason Schwartzman, who all play roommates in the film, go back years and years and years. So they had a lot to draw on in terms of making a movie about comedy. So, man, the movie looks so great. I can't wait to talk to Jonah coming up.
You know, we're not professionals, and we make a lot of mistakes. Yeah. And that's why when I watch other channels, like TV channels and stuff, and they make mistakes, it makes me feel a lot better. Because I'm not the only one that forgets to turn on a microphone or whatever. Bean has been noticing that the NBC channel here in Los Angeles has been having a lot of audio trouble.
I don't know what it is, but whoever they've got running their control room refuses to turn on the microphone of the person who's trying to speak. And it happens over and over and over again. I can't figure it out.
So I recorded the next 43 seconds that you're going to hear from the Channel 4 News.
Okay.
And this is how it sounded as they went to their weather guy whose microphone was not on.
Reporting live from San Bernardino, Patrick Healy, Channel 4 News.
All right, Patrick, you may have heard the heat is going to be around with us for a little while. Fritz Coleman has a look at how it looks for the rest of the week. Fritz.
Yes, ma'am. Well, those heat warnings, the excessive heat warnings for Riverside, San Bernardino city governments, the National Weather Service, has extended their excessive...
Hang on.
Friday, San Luis Obispo, Santa Barbara, Ventura, and L.A. counties combination of 90 to 100 plus temperatures with relative humidity, meaning it acts on your body like it's even hotter. And while we have your attention about heat, take a look at some of these highs we reached today. Newhall.
Okay, we're going to interrupt, Fritz.
It only took him 45 seconds to give up.
And how did they completely turn him off couple of times?
I don't know. Somebody was trying to mix something or turn up something, and they turned him completely off.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, every time they tried to fix it, they made it worse. And you could hear the guy like drumming his fingers on the tabletop and stuff.
That makes me feel so much better. We're not quite that bad.
I just have this request for you, Kevin, and that is, when Funny People comes out on Friday, will you please stop talking about how honked up Esther is? Because I'm getting a little bit tired of hearing about there's something wrong with Esther.
I'm saying we may have undersold how effed up Esther was.
I know, but it may be time to let Esther in the orphanage just move on and let's look ahead toward Funny People. Could we do that, please?
I can't wait for Funny People. I've been looking forward to this one for a long time. We have Jonah Hill on the phone. Hi, Jonah.
Hi, how are you?
Very good. How are you?
I'm doing really well. It's nice to be back on the show. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely.
Yeah, it's always great to talk to you. And we're not lying when we tell you that Funny People probably is, for me anyway, the most anticipated movie this summer. I can't believe how awesome this movie looks. Are you guys super proud of it?
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, that's an understatement, I think. I feel, like, so lucky to be in it. And, you know, it's probably my favorite movie I've ever been in.
It really
wow!
No kidding.
Saying something.
It really it almost seems like a bad omen that there are so many great stars in it, because it seems for some reason like movies that come out that are packed with stars end up not necessarily doing all that well. But you guys have, I mean, you're in it, and Judd Apatow wrote it in his directing, and Seth Rogen and Jason Schwartzman and Eric Bana. Yeah, Adam Sandler. I mean, it really is just a super cast.
Do you think it's just our expectations are so high when it's such a good cast?
Could be, yeah.
Yeah, I think that's the problem a lot of times when you get, like, people, I'm not including myself in that, but like Sandler and Schwartzman and Seth and those guys, because then you're like, oh, there's no way the movie's actually going to be good. But I personally, this and Superbad are my two favorite movies I've ever been a part of. So if that says anything, just as a fan of those movies,
yeah,
I love it. It's so good. And Sandler is, like, you know, so incredible in it. And I think you guys are going to dig it. I hope so.
It looks really, it looks really funny, but it's considered a drama, right?
No, you know what? It's like, I'd say it's as funny, if not, it plays like a huge comedy, you know? It's as funny, if not funnier, I think, than our other movies. It just deals with a more serious subject matter, so it's almost more funny because you're dealing with something really serious, but because everyone's a comedian in it, they deal with it in this kind of twisted, funny, they kind of see it through this, like, comedic lens.
I got you.
Right. Now, I find this really fascinating, and I've read some books on this subject, and I'm sure you did the research with you and your friends talking about stand-up comedy. Those are generally miserable people. Like, the guy you play in the movie as a stand-up comic, I mean, those people are not happy, right?
I can't speak for other people, but when I was doing stand-up comedy, I had never done it before, and Judd made Seth and Sandler and I do it for 6 months leading up to the movie. We would go out two or three times a week.
Wow.
And around L.A. and do stand-up shows. And I gotta say, I was miserable doing that. Because, you know, you would, like, eat on stage so hard, and then your whole week was kind of ruined because you just are like, what did I do wrong? Like, what happened? And
it's oh, that's rough.
When you're shooting a movie, if the joke sucks, you can rewrite the joke, or you're around your friends. It's not like you're in front of people who are drunk
right.
on their night of fun that want to be entertained, you know?
Right, so, and part of that entertainment might be mocking you.
Exactly.
Yeah.
If I paid to see someone funny and they weren't funny and I was drunk, I would probably start screaming at them.
But, I mean, think about this for a second, Jonah. You were doing stand-up because you had to for this movie role, and you knew that you had a movie role, a day job to go back to. These people who are trying to make it in comedy, and if they don't make it, if they're not funny, if they fail every night, they're out of work. I mean, it's so much worse for them, I imagine.
Oh, my gosh, yeah. I mean, it made me have so much more respect for the people I worship that are stand-up comedians, because I got to see that it literally takes, you know, 20 years to become, like, a master at that craft.
So are you going to continue the stand-up now because you ended up loving it and you were funny and you killed?
Absolutely not.
Nope. Not the case.
Seth and I, every night, would just go home and we would be carpool because we live near each other, and then we would just go, like, thank God we have a job that is not this.
Not doing this, yeah.
You know, because the people that do it that are great, like guys like Louis C.K. and, you know, all the obvious ones like,
right.
like Chris Rock and people that everyone worships, those guys are like masters. They're like Michael Jordan at that. You know what I mean? So I wouldn't even want to try and use the fact that I'm in movies or into film to try and like step on the art form that they've mastered.
Yeah, it is. Like, it is one of those things that they sort of make look easy, but it sure isn't. No matter how easy they make it.
No, it really was an incredible thing. I think it helped because it got to show me. It helped me be a more miserable character in the movie.
Right. Now, exactly. I have a clip of you talking to, I believe it's one of your roommates, about his grandfather passing away. Is that?
Me being a huge jerk, but I think it's kind of like shows the idea that comedians kind of really do. Their way of bonding is sort of being really cruel to each other.
The candle started flickering, and then it just went out. Sounds crazy, but we all thought it was him going to heaven.
You don't pass through fire to get to heaven. I think he went to hell.
What'd you just say?
I think your grandfather probably went to hell.
Don't do that.
Are you kidding me right now?
I'm sorry.
You're going to make fun of me right now just after I opened up to you guys like that?
It's not my fault your grandfather's in hell. It's not a big deal. Some grandpas go to hell.
You guys are just projecting all your hatred onto me.
Okay, and don't be super bummed out because your grandfather's playing backgammon with Hitler right now.
Is that the first ever backgammon with Hitler reference in a motion picture that you know of, Jonah? Well, yeah, there was that was only on the that only made the director's cut, though. Yeah, there you go.
Right.
Make the theater. That's Jason Schwartzman. You hear the clip, and I think for a second of Seth Rogen. Everybody's in this movie. Adam Sandler, of course, the great Judd Apatow, and his wife Leslie Mann, who's a terrific comic actress too. The movie just looks fantastic. It is called Funny People. It opens up on Friday. Jonah, we love you, man. It's always great to have you on the Kevin and Bean Show.
Thank you guys so much for having me on again. I really appreciate it.
Always. Thank you, man.
All right, fellas.
Bye now.
I'm Lisa May with K-Rock Traffic.
Thank you, Lisa.
With that,
you're welcome, Kevin.
See, this is why you should stay in the studio.
It's 7:54.
This is why you should stay in the studio when we're doing the show.
What are you talking about?
Because you come in and you don't know what's going on, and you're all frazzled.
What are you talking about? I'm on it.
This is the Kevin and Bean Show. It's Wednesday. We're going to debut our new game called Burp It, Burp It Good, coming up in the next hour. I know you're going to want to stick around for that right now. Ralph's got the showbiz beat. What's happening?
Do we have time for a moment with Bean?
Yes.
Do we have time to squeeze one of those
in? We don't, but I would like to hear it.
All right.
And now, a moment with Bean.
And we've all seen these kinds of stores. You've got the candles and the incest.
The incest would be a totally different kind of store.
Be careful with that.
I don't think she has the incest.
That was a moment with Bean. I opened a candles and incest store on the boardwalk in Venice Beach.
Yeah?
Yeah. Didn't do any business.
Really?
At all. Yeah.
Well, right down?
A couple guys came in, but.
Wow.
They're not as popular as you might think it would be.
They weren't really buying. They're more looky loos.
Yeah, that was an unfortunate choice of words there.
Yeah.
Have a little camera over here.
There you go.
Thanks so much. Right. Seriously, stay in the studio. Stick around.
I'm on it.
You're not. You're not on it.
I'm at the very top
of
my game.
You have to be here because when you're here,
I've never been
you
sharper.
Operate at about 70%. But when you're running around doing things, you think you're under control, you come in
I
well
had something
under.
Very funny I had to tell Alex.
Worst thing that ever happened was when they put in that foosball machine out in the lobby.
That's for
that
sure.
We could not keep Kevin in the room.
There's Galaga. There's a lot of stuff out there.
Ladies, are you tragically single? Do you need the help of a reality show to find a man? Well,
Lisa,
that is the only way to find a man is a reality show.
That's the only way to find true love.
Yeah.
You can find a man, but to find true love, you have to be televised.
That's correct.
You have to have a camera on you. The granddaddy of them all, The Bachelor, is looking for young ladies who would like to meet a charming, handsome young man who may or may not give you a pearl necklace at the end of the ceremony.
What? Is that
no,
right?
I'm sorry. That was a different show. That was Joe Schmo, too. He gives you a rose
a
at
rose.
The ceremony, and you get to stick around. And if everything works out well, you get to be proposed to right there in the camera in front of America.
And you say yes, and then you don't go through with
and
it.
And then he dumps you and then goes with the other one
right.
that he was talking about.
Sure.
The Bachelor's looking for ladies. Hey, ladies. Costa Mesa, California is the location this Saturday, August the 1st. At the Westin South Coast Plaza.
Yep.
Westin being a hotel. South Coast Plaza from 1 to 5 p.m. It's 686 Anton Boulevard in Costa Mesa, California, in case you're not familiar with the location. That's where you should be today, not today, this Saturday, August the 1st, at the Westin in South Coast Plaza, 1 to 5 on Saturday. ABC is having open casting for the next season of The Bachelor.
This is what everybody's been waiting for.
I know my wife was glued to the television last night watching the After the Rose.
Mine too.
Show.
Oh, that was the recap?
That's the recap wrap-up show.
So
where
happy not to watch that show.
See whether Gwendolyn and Kipton get together again or not.
I,
Wasn't it some sort of deal where somebody left the show and then came back?
She booted off Reed from Philadelphia.
She did not boot off Reed.
And he came back in a minivan. How romantic can you get? With a ring. And he proposed to her. He wasn't even in the race anymore.
What?
It was down to these two guys she was trying to choose from. She booted the first guy.
Right.
Then she was going to go talk to the second guy. Before she had a chance to talk to the second guy, the guy she liked, this guy zooms in saying, we were meant to be, blah, blah, blah. And he proposes to her before she gets a chance to talk to the guy that she was supposed to propose to.
The guy she was planning on marrying, by the way. The guy she thought she was going to spend the rest of her life with. She just threw him over for this other guy who already quit the show.
Actually, she didn't. She passed on the guy. The guy came from the minivan guy. Mm. And she ended up going with the guy that she initially wanted to be with.
Right.
I know way too much about The Bachelorette.
I can't follow it like that.
You need to.
So Jillian and Ed, I think, ended up together. That's how it worked out.
Oh. Does anyone have a fork I can stick into my own eye?
Yeah. It was...
Do you have a one-bedroom apartment and only that one bedroom?
No, I don't. Look.
Because you can use your legs and go to another room.
See, you're lucky because I know you've been married a long time. You don't talk to each other anymore. But even if I don't watch the show,
right,
I get the recap.
Oh, I see. So you might as well.
I'll be walking through the kitchen. She'll go, yeah, I can't believe it. Because, first of all, Kipton is off. And then Reed came back in a minivan. And then I was like, all right, honey, that's good. I'm
glad. Wow.
Ralph, you should look forward to that 7, 8, 9 years when you've been married long enough you can just tell her to shut the F up. That's really when the things start to get good.
Stop it. What's wrong with
you? That's mean-spirited right there. Bad things are happening in Las Vegas.
Uh-oh. Are they staying there?
This doesn't really count as entertainment news, but I'm talking about it anyway.
Okay.
The Rio Hotel. Familiar with the Rio?
Yeah, I love it. Sure.
An outstanding all suites resort there in Las Vegas.
Here dances in the sand.
I don't know what that means.
He's doing a Duran joke. Yeah, that's right. World Series of Poker.
Mm-hmm.
It's like a huge complex. It's off the strip, but you don't really even need the strip because it's got everything you can need in one place.
Right.
And are you familiar with the Sapphire Pool at the Rio?
Yeah.
The Sapphire Pool is a pool that is a swimming pool.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And they have a relationship with the Sapphire Strip Club, the world's largest strip club there in Las Vegas. And what they do is, it's a topless pool. And they bring the ladies who work at the Sapphire get to come over and enjoy the pool along with the guests.
Giant size cans.
Very popular, I'm sure.
Yeah. Well, the Las Vegas Metro Police came in this week and shut it down.
Why?
Isn't this like the 6th, 7th pool like that in Vegas?
Yeah. But apparently because of the relationship the hotel had with the Sapphire Gentlemen's Club and their dancers were lounging around, the hired boobies... The cops say that the pool failed an integrity check.
I love boobies.
Come on.
They failed the integrity check,
there
Kevin.
Is no such a thing in Vegas.
What does that
Vegas? Mean?
An
no
integrity
one knows.
Check.
But they closed the pool down.
What?
Yeah. And I never had a chance to get there. And now I'm furious.
What
Forever?
Could it possibly mean,
the integrity check? I don't know. It gave somebody the heebie-jeebies that strippers were lounging around. With civilians, I guess.
They tested the water, and there wasn't enough integrity.
I guess they were concerned. Maybe shenanigans were going on. Tomfoolery, perhaps. I don't know.
What is happening?
But it's bad. It's just bad.
A big, open manhole.
That's just not good.
It was topless. It wasn't bottomless.
Right.
Oh, okay. that's ridiculous. That it's ridiculous. Las Vegas, for God's sakes. Let it ride.
Things are going down in that city. Since the money started to dip... The politicians and the cops there, things are starting to crack down.
Really?
Privy is going to lose their license, their liquor license.
Why?
Because girls are apparently flashing their boobs at that place, like regular people. Huh. Lewd behavior, they called it.
This might be a time for the Las Vegas police to lighten up a little when they're trying to get...
If you need money in that town, I say amp the boobage, you know? Turn it up. Get more lewd. That's why we go there. We want lewd.
We're gunning for lewd.
That's right.
That's what we need.
Right. Turn it up! That's what we're saying. Turn it up. Two guys who quit Panic at the Disco have revealed the name of their new band. Guitarist Ryan Ross and bassist John Walker are now called the Young Vanes. Anyone?
Ew.
That leaves this reviewer cold.
It's kind of
not even Gene Simmons on that?
Young Vanes.
Well, no. That's To Catch a Predator.
They've already posted a new song called Change on the group's new MySpace page. So if you go to the Young Vanes MySpace page, you can hear their new music.
We have a list.
I've got to be honest with you. I don't care.
We have a list of 75,000 good band names. How do they come up with the Young Vanes?
They didn't take our advice.
It's terrible.
And Heidi Montag is going to perform live for all to see.
Oh, good.
In Touch Weekly reports she is set to perform at the Miss Universe pageant next month.
Yes.
Her sister Holly says, Heidi is going to bring the house down. Singing and dancing is what she was born to do. Meanwhile, back here in reality, everyone else is looking forward to watching her make a fool of herself.
Wow.
I have to give it, as much as I hate to Donald Trump, who really does make the right choices in order to create controversy for his pageants. Heidi Montag, everybody's going to be interested to see how she fails, and that will get people to tune in, and it will get people to talk about
Absolutely.
That stupid
I'm dedicated to bringing the worst level of entertainment I can to all my pageants.
Correct. Yep. That's exactly.
This is not a very nice show.
That's true, it isn't. But you're not nice yourself, young lady. Today's celebrity birthday is Allison Mack from Smallville. She plays Chloe on that television program. And you know, there's something, she's surrounded by sexy broads on that show, on that Smallville. Erica Durance plays Lois Lane's really hot. Kristen Crook, who played Lana for a long time, is very hot. But she's got a certain thing about her own self, a certain sexy...
she does.
Sort of girl next door buddy
she's
vibe.
She's a smart, sexy girl.
Yeah, smart, sexy. Is.
And she looks like she'd do stuff.
Yeah, she does. She's 27 years old today. Danger Mouse of Gnarls Barkley's turns 32. Josh Radnor, How I Met Your Mother fame, is 35. And Geddy Lee of Rush.
Yeah!
Is 56 years old today.
Still no Rush? How many hours advance notice does Omar need to send in some freaking Tom Sawyer?
I hope at least we get another to the one. Birthdays. It's late. We're running late. We're past the top of the hour.
Yeah, we're good.
We have to move along.
No worries. Like, we don't have 15 seconds for the great Geddy Lee.
We're
Come
good.
On.
Do you even have any Rush?
Let's do it next hour.
We don't even have any Rush. Next hour, for sure, I'll bring you some Rush.
Ralph is best at Rush when it comes to air bass and air drums, though. He's the best.
Well, I do the music part, you know. I do like all that stuff. But I don't really sing like
that.
But
Omar is supposed to send that stuff in. Is Rush not on the Taliban playlist, or what's the problem here?
That's correct.
I think he's busy. He's busy working on many other projects. But we'll get some Rush for you in the next hour, I promise.
You can hear it on your own iTunes, Bean?
I'm just saying, I enjoy that production value in Ralph's showbiz. That's
where were you just now when we were talking to you? You're going to come back from across the room.
He just walked into the room somehow.
Were you getting a cookie or something? We're still doing the show. So how about that, Bean? Yeah, well, no, I just think it'd be great.
Just a minute, let me open the door and come back in.
I think we should maybe put it back in.
Yeah. Guys, I don't really
know what you were talking about. Where were you?
I don't really know what you were talking about that at all.
I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz.
You are listening to the Kevin and Bean Show. Got some Kings of Leon, also MGMD. And how about our new game called Burp It, Burp It Good, coming up later on this half hour.
Call the Museum of Radio and Television.
Is that going to entice anyone to stick around?
Have them on
or
standby.
Are people automatically making their plans to check out Big Boy? I mean, what happens when somebody hears that?
Like you two will stick around.
I don't think I of course I would. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah,
that would. You've got me.
You know.
But I think I would already be listening, so I don't know that that's going to help anyone else. All right. I never thought that we'd be discussing this particular individual, but Kevin Federline is in the news. Young people, he is a former backup dancer for Britney Spears and at one time was married to her and fathered two children with her. Well, they've been divorced for a while now, and it's pretty clear to see if you've seen any pictures lately, and we have one up at kevinandbean.com if you want to check it out. If you see any photos of K-Fed lately, you know what he's been doing with his time, and that
is... He's got a weight problem, and you know it.
Eating. Eating is what he's been doing with his time since seeing Britney broke out.
Fatty, 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 fatty.
You will look at that picture and go, oh my God, how did somebody get that fat that fast?
You can't believe it.
K-Fed? K-Fed the fat suit is what it is.
Yeah, dog, what's up?
You are...
It's been a while.
You
yeah.
are fat.
I mean, it depends on how you look at it, dog.
If you look at it from a weight scale.
Yeah, I'm pretty big. I put on some pounds, dog.
You are fizzette.
Whatever. You know, it doesn't matter because, like, when your wallet's fat, too, and you know what I'm saying, you're talented, and you're a mogul in the hip-hop industry, it don't matter what you look like,
You're
dog.
Not a mogul in the hip-hop
it's
industry.
It's like, look at it this way.
Or
like,
talented.
Let me go to, hey, I don't need any lip from you, ho.
Here's some chocolate fat, too.
I may have put on a couple pounds, you'd still be killing to get some of this skin missile. You know what I'm saying? Because I'm all fat. I'm all beef, no gristle. You know what I'm saying?
I would not survive.
You wouldn't survive because I would destroy you. I would destroy you. Would you right in half. A guy can afford to have a big belly if he clears it with his unit. You know what I'm saying? That's what I'm saying.
Okay, listen,
you're
no longer
about that.
Right, but you're not even in the entertainment industry anymore. You don't rap anymore, you don't dance anymore. I mean, essentially you're Britney's babysitter. That's your job now.
I mean, look. Right now I'm definitely like in a hiatus period.
Right.
You know, I haven't been writing rhymes like I usually do.
Because
you know,
it was met with such coldness?
It's like, nah, dog. It's like, you know, I figure like maybe the world right now with the type of hip-hop that's successful on the
good.
Radio and,
good.
And,
listenable.
And record sales. Maybe it's not, you know, compatible with the gritty, hardcore gangster sound that I like to deliver.
Fat
you know?
Club members.
That's all I'm saying.
What is this reality TV show Ralph was reporting this week that you've signed a deal with VH1 that you and your new girlfriend are going to be, Victoria Prince, I guess is her name, are going to be on a reality TV show? What can you possibly be doing that's interesting enough for us to watch?
Look, like, my life, you know, is amazingly riveting just to check it out. Like, from this morning, okay, I went to Starbucks, okay, and now I'm eating Funyuns, I'm watching Scarface.
Right.
But the thing is you never know when a gun battle is going to break out. That's the life I lead, you know what I'm saying? Because I've got a target on me being a gangster, you know, like all the different Crips and Bloods out in the street.
You're not
here
a
in
gangster.
LA.
No.
You never know
no.
when I'm walking down the street if they've gotten, you know, the hit sent down, you know, from above, maybe the California State Penitentiary, they got a problem with me and the waves that I'm making in my drug
K-Fed,
business,
nobody is going to waste
might,
a bullet
point,
on you.
You know what I'm saying? They may break out their chopper and clack, clack, clack out the convertible, you know, I'm ducking and diving. Next thing you know, I got to fight back because I'm a soldier. And that's how
okay.
life is for me.
Sir, you're too fat.
I don't think you'd feel a bullet. Okay, listen. Nobody's trying to kill you because nobody cares about you. And what about this other report that you've impregnated yet another woman, that your girlfriend Victoria is also with child, just like the two you had before Brittany and the two you had with Brittany? What
so?
Up?
So, what if she is, dog?
But tell us she's not.
Maybe she is.
Right, but tell us she's not.
Only God can tell right now. You
but
know what I'm saying?
You don't need to be reproducing.
I sure do.
You have
I
four.
I keep it real, dog. I keep it real.
But you have four kids already from two different mothers.
I have more than four, I think. But it doesn't matter because K-Fed is doing his job as a gangster and overpopulating the streets with real G's and thugs.
But
and
you're
I don't
fat.
Believe in birth control. I don't
and
believe
you're
in
unemployed.
No Planned Parenthood. I don't believe in none of that. I believe in natural, real lovemaking. And if a baby comes out of that, so be it.
You're
that's
fat.
Nature, and that's beautiful.
You're fat. Are you still excited about having kids? I mean, is it the type of thing that inspires you as an artist?
It's funny you should say that, dog. I sent over an MP3 this morning to y'all, and it's a new song.
You did another song?
I did.
All
it's
right.
the only one I've been able to really, like, I've only gotten creative influence over the last couple months over one thing, and that's making babies, because
okay.
that's what I like to do.
Okay.
Okay?
Uh-huh. So
and this is my new track. I would like to debut it this morning on the Kevin and Bean Show. It's called Womb Landlord.
Womb Landlord.
Yeah. Hit it, Steve.
Yeah, motherfucker! You want to talk about making babies and that's one thing K-Fed knows.
Yeah,
Goo Goo Gaga, motherfucker.
Oh.
Condoms are for suckers and pills are for bitches. The only thing I'm handing out are C-section stitches. Babies, making more and more. Every single day the stork be knocking at my door. Bringing me a daughter, bringing me a son. My kids are so hood that they're born holding guns. Pants around their ankles, blunts in their mouth. Do you understand what K-Fed's talking about? Procreation, domination, no contraception, just insemination. The game is making babies and I'm gonna win it. Just find me a belly and I'll put a baby in it, bitch.
Hey, K-Fed.
What?
Are you Mormon?
Hell no! I ain't no Mormon. I'm more like George Foreman. Storming every womb till I'm living in the tomb. Breaking bitches off, left and right. My erection never met protection that it liked. I'm planting that garden like Johnny Appleseed. I guess you don't get impotent from smoking lots of weed, bitch. I'm like a landlord for the womb. Flavor Flav thinks I'm making bad decisions in the bedroom. Birth control is a game I don't play. I'm pumping out kids like the NBA.
He's got the cream cheese for your bagel. He's got that gravy for your love mashed potatoes. He's potent. He's fertile. Doing damage to your pelvic girdle. Yeah. K-Fed. He loves illegitimate children.
Look at that.
Reproducing like a lab rat or a rabbit or another animal that gives birth to a lot of children at one time. Do you get what I'm saying? No fertility problems with K-Fed. He's making babies like a mother left and right.
Okay.
Oh yeah.
K-Fed.
Making babies like a mother.
Wow.
I'm not surprised to hear so many references to food in your new song because you get to talk about both of the things you love at the same time. Congratulations.
Like a true artist, I write about what I know, dog.
And Jay-Z determined that the auto-tune is over and you just found it. So congratulations.
Booyaka!
You're fat.
Got this Afro call and it reminded us of a good topic. Okay, Lisa, you might as well just leave because you're going to hate this so much.
That's true.
I've got to tell you, I am not a champion burper. I'm not very good at very many things. And I have never been one of those guys who's really been able to bring it. Like Will Ferrell in the Elf movie.
Did you hear that?
I mean, I can't do that, but I have so much respect for the champions that can.
Remember?
And that's former sports guy money.
That was 110.
I'm getting there.
What, do we have a decibel meter in or something?
We do, yeah. We were trying to test the Guinness World Record for
oh, that's right.
For loudness.
And then occasionally we'll get an Afro call.
Yeah,
that guy's proud. So we started talking.
You guys and your burps.
I don't know, but it's funny. And we started talking about how we.
You guys, you say you guys as if Jessica Simpson isn't famous for burping.
Come on. Yeah, that was her.
God.
So we're calling this burp it good. Burp it real good. And if you can do the alphabet, for example, we've heard people do that.
Or yes. Try.
Or you can say a sentence or you can sing a song even better. We'd like you to call 1-800-520-1067, and it's a feature we like to call Burp It. Burp It real good.
Burp It. Burp It.
Burp It real good. Ooh, burp it, burp it. Burp it, burp it. Burp it, burp it. Burp it real good.
All right. So we're looking for quality and quantity. We're looking for both. You can't. It's not enough. I mean, yeah, it's impressive. You can call up and do the elf burp. If you can do that, that's fine. But that's, I don't think, what we're looking for
depending
this time.
Depending on the length. I mean, if you do it for 2 seconds, no. If you can do it for 20 seconds, now we're getting somewhere.
Okay. So you're proud of your burping. I mean, this is really, especially in the spirit of X Games, Kevin, this is like, you know, yeah, everybody can do the basics. Now we want to see what you're going to add to it for best trick. That's what we're looking for. Is it singing a song? Is it telling a joke? Is it doing an impression? Is it doing the alphabet? What is it that you can do with your burps? Champions only. 1-800-520-1067. Give us a call. We'll talk to you next. Coming up on the Kevin and Bean.
3, 2, 1, burp.
What's our new feature called?
Real good.
I can play the live version if you want.
If you're just joining us, we had an Afro call yesterday with a guy doing some phenomenal burp work, and it occurred to us it's been way too long. I mean, I don't even know how many years we have to go back to the last time we had people call it in, but 1-800-520-1067. If you are a champion burper, particularly if you can do something with it, if you can sing or tell a joke or do an impression or anything that's exceptional that will make us be proud of you, proud of this show, and proud of America.
I don't think there's anything they can do to make us proud of the show at this point. But let's give it a try. Let's start with Danny, who's going for length. Hey, Danny.
How's it going?
Very well. Your talent is what? You can go for a long time?
Yeah.
Let's hear it.
All right, give me a second. Oh, hold on.
Yeah. Fail.
Hang on. Yeah, it's not that long.
Sit on a throne of lies.
Icky. I mean, that helps.
It was good, but it was icky. Yeah. Let's try to make them dry.
Thank you.
Is that asking too much? All right. Let's go to Steve. Hi, Steve.
Hey, what's going on?
If we had to get licenses to do this, they would take them away.
Yeah.
Am I right?
Yes, that's
absolutely
right.
Absolutely.
All right, Steve, what can you do?
Basically the same thing. I'm going to try and do this without drinking any carbonation, but, yeah, normally I've never met anyone that can burp as long as me, so I'm
okay.
Going to give it a shot.
All right. can you sing or talk or tell a joke? Or?
Sure. What do you want me to do?
I don't know. Whatever.
I'll figure something out.
Okay.
Hang on.
A lot of pressure to do it on demand, too.
Welcome to the Kevin and Bean Show. Yeah, buddy.
Ha 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 ha
That's impressive.
That's what we're talking about.
That was out of carbonation too.
Holy God. Well done, but hey, have you been able to parlay that into getting chicks or being a hit at parties or anything like that?
Women love that.
I've never met anyone that can burp as long as me, and my ex-girlfriend absolutely loves it. She always tries to beat me.
What a lovely romantic couple you are.
Yeah, you are made for each other.
Wow. All right. Thank you for the call. That was pretty good.
Hey, didn't we have a guy the last time we did this? Did we have a guy who had a little bit of a reversal during this?
That's where we got this clip from.
I just threw up.
Oh.
Which we play all the time.
That's the guy.
That's where we got it from. All right. Let's do JR. Hi, JR.
Yo.
Did that last guy show you up, or can you top it?
I'm going to try the ABC.
You're going to try what? Oh, we lost him.
JR, you still there?
I think he's going to try.
Call back.
I think he's going to try the alphabet.
Oh, okay.
So I think he's saying ABCs. I'm not sure.
Hey, let's talk to Eric, who claims to be the human burp box. He's on line one. This could be what we've been waiting for.
I've never heard of a human burp box.
No?
Eric?
Yes.
You've perfected this?
Yeah. No, not perfected it. It kind of fell on it on accident.
All right. Well, let's hear it.
Okay.
That's burping. I don't hear a beatbox.
Yeah. No, I can't really get a rhythm too good with that. But.
Yeah.
Huh. I kind of felt like I should call 911 or something. It's not like you're dying.
No! No! Okay. All right, we're saying no.
What else you got?
Star Spangled Banner?
Yes!
Okay. Robert?
Yeah?
The Star Spangled Banner?
Yeah, what better way to show you're patriotic, right?
That is an easy song even to sing.
Well, I'll give it a try.
And maybe somebody listening, maybe some professional sporting organization will put you on before their event if they really like it.
Yeah, I'll do it for the Dodgers, man.
All right.
All right. Give me a second.
Star Spangled Banner in Farsi or something. I didn't recognize any of those words.
Don't interrupt. It's unpatriotic.
No, he was done. He was out.
Excellent.
Good attempt, but I don't think you quite succeeded, my friend. Thank you for calling.
That was tough. That was a tough attempt.
Very tough.
You got to give him points for trying.
I guess.
Yeah, you got to get points for the difficulty of the routine. Absolutely. But I got to tell you, he did not impress this judge.
All right, let's go back to JR, who I believe this is the alphabet guy. Hey, JR.
Yo.
All right. Sorry about that.
Take us out with a winner, dude.
All right. Here we go.
Are you in a plane right now?
I'm right by the airport.
Turn your vibrator off and try again.
Hold on. Nope.
Nothing but time.
Came out the wrong end.
Oh!
This is going downhill fast. I think it'd be a great time to go to commercial.
Rough. Any good news in the Showbiz Beat on the Kevin and Bean Show? It doesn't seem like there's much good news from you lately.
Oh, sorry.
What do you want? Like a certain actor is happy?
I don't know. Everything's a downer. Everything's people breaking up, things getting canceled. I don't know. Give me some happy news, Ralph. What do you got?
Michael Jackson's still the same. Is that good?
Eva Mendez likes to go to cemeteries and hang out with dead people.
Really?
Okay.
That's pretty good.
That's sexy. That good news? That's super sexy.
Why does people she knows?
She finds hanging out with the dead very peaceful.
People she knows?
No.
Just random?
She loves cemeteries.
I do too, by the way. I visit cemeteries every time I travel.
There you go.
But not because it's peaceful. I just enjoy the...
You enjoy death.
What's on the tombstones? I enjoyed trying to figure out the stories of these people's lives based on their tombstones.
You don't care about them when they're alive, though. Only after they're dead.
Well, they can't talk to them then.
This is a conversation for another time.
Yeah. Okay. King worships death.
You know, I visit graveyards everywhere I go.
He worships at the altar of death.
He does.
Eva Mendez says, you won't find her at the latest nightclubs. It's too loud and noisy for her. She likes to find the nearest cemetery and just hang out with the dead. Finds it peaceful.
Happening.
I don't know, but
the summer of death.
It's a good summer for her, then.
Still hot. Speaking of graves and what people would write on their tombstones, Hugh Hefner has announced he has already decided what his headstone will be inscribed with when he is buried.
Is it just a picture?
First of all, he paid $1 million for the gravesite next to Marilyn Monroe.
Dude.
He wants to be buried next to Marilyn.
What, is he going
to
tunnel over?
<What's>... No, being half? Probably. Probably. He will be laid to rest next to Marilyn Monroe. And his headstone will have a very simple statement. This is all we'll read. Hugh Hefner, he lived a good life.
That's an understatement.
That's it?
It's kind of right on the spot, though, isn't it?
Yeah, I guess.
Can't say any better than that. He sure
and when is this going to be? Next Tuesday?
Oh.
What's wrong with you?
I'm just asking if he has it planned out like that.
And I'm asking what's wrong with you.
You don't wish death on the king.
No, I certainly don't.
Long live the king. That's what I'm saying. You with me, people?
Yeah, sure. Absolutely.
Anyone still here?
All of us but Bean.
All right. Yeah. I still can't get over this Rio pool being closed, man. Disturbs me greatly.
Well, the reason that they give is shockingly...
Talked about this in the last hour. The Rio Hotel and Casino. All suites, by the way. I recommend it highly. It's a great place to stay.
It is.
They've got a pool there. They had a pool there that was what they call in Vegas the European-style pool. Means you can bathe topless there.
And it was called melons.
It was called the Sapphire Pool, and they had a relationship with the Sapphire Gentlemen's Club, also there in Vegas, where they would bring over young ladies who had been dancing there, perhaps were tired, wanted to spend a little time in the sun by the pool, relax a little bit.
Right.
And they would allow the dancers to also enjoy the pool, topless.
Guess how many boobs I saw today.
So that was for the pleasure of everyone.
Right.
Well, the cops raided it
this week.
Just to, and I'm thinking, is there crime in Vegas? Are there no cars being stolen or liquor stores being held up or pawn shops being knocked over? The cops have to cruise by the European topless bathing pool to check things out.
Of which there are 9, 7, 8, 9, 10 of them?
How often are they making this round?
As often as they can. That's the job they want to do on the street.
Well, apparently the pool failed an integrity check. And so it has been shut down.
But here's what I don't understand. It's legal for them to have a topless pool.
Yes.
So
it's in Las Vegas.
Right. Yes.
So what were they cited with? We need to find out what this integrity check entails, because I don't know what they could close them down for.
They were found to be disintegritous.
I don't think that's a word.
No, it is not.
But
maybe it was a situation where people not at the topless pool could still see the topless pool. Maybe that was the problem, is it has to be separate somehow.
It is separate.
And that's
it
a
is
problem?
Well separate. Oh. And that was not the issue.
That wasn't it. Because I just thought it might be kids or something. You know?
They failed the integrity
check. They make sure
check.
All of those pools are either covered with smoke glass or something where no one can see it unless you enter into the facility.
Wouldn't they just have to close down all of Las Vegas if they had an integrity check?
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah. Really?
So apparently the pool has been closed till further notice, and Rio has severed their relationship with the Sapphire Gentlemen's Club.
Boobies. I like boobies.
Here's the worst part. Apparently, the Metro PD, Las Vegas Metro PD, is now investigating all of the topless pools.
Ah! Oh, come on.
This is a slippery slope, my friends.
Wow.
If we don't defend our boob rights, we could all be in a heap of mess of trouble.
I love boobies.
And I'm thinking, I only wish I knew. I wish I knew someone who had the key to the city of Las Vegas. Wish I knew someone who had the key to the city of Las Vegas.
Yeah, that'd be cool.
It dawned on me, Kevin and Bean were given the key to the city of Las Vegas, Nevada.
And you know what?
That is true.
Nothing,
Lisa.
Not a thing. Yes,
one of these.
Yes, Ralph. That's what it fit.
One of these.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's what it fit.
I'm saying, you have a personal relationship with Oscar Goldman, the guy who rebuilt the $6 million man.
Goodman, Oscar Goodman, Mayor Goodman.
Oh, Mayor Oscar Goodman too. Both of those guys you have a relationship with.
We'll try to get to the bottom of this.
I think you should.
Integrity check in Vegas do not go together.
For the rights of all of us who enjoy seeing the boobies. And I never got to the Sapphire Pool. I never got over there. I've been staying at the Rio several times over the past years, but just recently I've been checking out other hotels, haven't been there, missed out on the Sapphire Pool. Pros.
Yeah, we got to find out what's going
Pros
on.
Pros were lounging around the Sapphire Pool.
That's yeah. What
I'm telling you. No more.
Sunning.
Nice work. Meanwhile, what was that? That's wrong.
It's not the meanwhile sound effect, I'll tell you that.
No. Let's take a look at celebrity birthdays, shall we? Allison Mack from Smallville is 27 years old today. Danger Mouse of Gnarls Barkley turns 32. Josh Radnor, How I Met Your Mother's fame, he is 35. And we've been talking about it all day, finally. A little taste, a little piece, little just to wet your beak. Geddy Lee of Rush celebrates his 56th birthday today.
Come on. Yeah, come on.
air drumming going on right now. I think he's going to blow a gasket.
Wow, I got to tell you, nobody air drums like Ralph.
That's all the Getty we had just
then?
That's it. That's not much Getty at all.
That's all the time
that's
we have for.
Second of Getty.
That's not Getty.
That's Getty.
You got a lot of the Getty bass line.
That's Neil Peart, but there's no Getty.
Now you got to wait a year to do it right.
Sucks.
That hurts.
Unacceptable.
Don't throw things,
this
Ralph.
This has been unacceptable.
Come on now.
First the pool closes, and now no Getty Lee.
I told you, no good news not comes out of your showbiz beat.
I had to sit through a half hour of burping just to get to here where I am now.
That was good.
That was horrible.
All right, it wasn't good.
I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
Thank you, Ralph. Kurt St. Martin is up next.
I doubt that.
He's in for Cat. He's got 40 minutes of nonstop, including the latest from Rise Against and Paramore's Ignorance, and a little Green Day for you coming up on Kick.
Miss Cleo has joined us this afternoon. She works with us on the Kevin DeBede Morning Show, answering our phones, and now she is annoying us throughout the day, round the clock, day in and day out, about her stupid goddamn kickball league.
How dare you?
It sounds awesome. A kickball league.
It does. Is awesome. It's
but,
amazing.
But she has been driving us crazy. I mean, she's like,
she has.
Do you think that maroon would be a good color for the jersey?
Whatever.
What kind of lettering?
Green.
What kind of font should we have? Lime green.
Uh-huh.
Really?
Stand out.
Here's what I don't understand. And, you know, we love you and we're friends and all that, but we hired you because you have enormous cans, okay? How are you in participating in sports like kickball? It seems like you would be the last person who would want to run.
I played sports all my life.
Yeah, you can strap them down.
She played soccer for a long time.
I'm
so
super
she's
super athletic.
She's good with her
and
foot.
And I kick 40-yard field goals. Thank you very much.
Yeah, that happens. Yeah. No, but I saw her bag when she was trying to kick the 40-yard field goal when she kicked grounders that time. And she had a bunch of pins from soccer tournaments and stuff.
I played for like 15, 20 years. I played in high school.
She wants to get out there and put foot on the ball.
Okay. All right. What's the deal with kickball? Who are you playing with and why should we care?
I am playing with the Big Kahuna League in Long Beach.
Oh, they're good.
They're way good.
Oh, that's a good league.
Actually, so I just learned about kickball. It's this WACA is an organization that's nationwide and has been around for years. And some of these leagues are super competitive.
Right.
So I just got involved with, like I said, the Long Beach League, which is the Big Kahuna League. And it's a lot of fun. You go out, you play kickball for an hour, and then you go and drink at a bar.
Okay. But kickball, the rules are still that you can throw the ball at the person running.
Correct.
That's the best.
That's what I'm excited about. There's some people that I would really like to peg
a ball.
You
rifle it right at their heads.
Well,
couldn't you not go to kickball and then just go drink, though? I mean, why does kickball have to be part of it?
You have to earn it.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. No, I mean, it's just, it's a fun.
I think I would do shots ahead of kickball so that everybody's a little tipsy, then play kickball, then go drink.
There may or may not be alcohol on the field. I can neither confirm nor deny.
Okay, good.
Okay. So what is it you're looking for? You're looking for new members or what?
Yeah, just if anyone is interested in playing kickball and they live in the Long Beach area, like I said, sign up, go to kickball.com and sign up under the Big Kahuna League and come play kickball in Long Beach. It's a lot of fun.
Now, you're a captain?
I am. I'm captain of Ask Me What My Team Name Is.
What? You're captain of Ask Me What My Team Name Is?
No, I'm telling you.
Oh, ask you. What's your team name?
New Kicks on the Block. Oh. That's right. And we come out to it. It's fabulous.
You come out to that music.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And it's fabulous.
And it's fabulous. Yeah, well, that's what I look for in kickball.
What if somebody wants to play kickball but doesn't want to be on New Kicks on the Block?
They don't have to be. Okay. There's four teams in our league.
Okay, good.
So they can come and watch me run.
Is there there's something
there
you said for that.
Now you're getting somewhere.
All right.
Is there a championship? Is there a trophy, a prize?
There is. So you play within your league, and then within each league, a team moves on to the semifinals. And when you play different leagues, the grand championship is in Las Vegas.
Oh, nice.
Wow.
So, it's a real organization. They're really serious about it. They've been around for years.
Do they wear those retard helmets?
No. <Any other? laughs> So kickball.com. Come play kickball. Saturdays, 3:30, Big Kahuna League, Long Beach.
Hey, you know, we mock, but I bet they draw better than the Clippers. Ralph Garman joins us this afternoon with a look at the showbiz beat. What the heck are you talking about?
Were you guys as stunned as I was when Reed came back and tried to get Jillian to marry him, even though he'd been thrown out of the competition and she was already had her sights set on Ed?
I do not know what it is you speak of.
The Bachelorette!
No, don't watch that show.
Missed it.
Yeah, I don't either, but I got blow-by-blow coverage from my wife.
Hey, that's the best kind of coverage.
Who was following very closely to what happened on this show. And apparently, one of those losers who didn't get picked by the girl this time around gets to be put back in the hopper. And he becomes the Bachelor on The Bachelor Show.
That's how it works. I guess you develop a following or something through being a contestant, and then they make you the person that everybody else wants to be with next time.
All the broads who watch The Bachelorette find one guy and go, oh, he was nice. She should have picked him.
Do they go, oh?
Yeah, they do that.
Yeah.
And then they take that dude, and they make him the new bachelor, and then they bring in a whole slew of damaged women who have to go on reality television to find true love compete. So if you're one of them, if you're a damaged broad, and you'd like to be on television, if you'd like to expose how sad your life is and how lonely you are, that you need to go on a reality show in order to find a man.
You make it attractive. And you have to have equal parts that and, hey, look at me, too. You got to have a certain amount of that in you, too.
It would be great if you think that you can't find a date because you're too beautiful. That is always a plus.
That's perfect case
on the
scenario.
Show. Yeah. You cry because you're just too attractive.
Too hot.
Yeah. If you dreamed about being scarred when you were young so that people would like you better because they were jealous because you were too beautiful.
Yeah.
As a child, girls hated me because I was beautiful. I wanted to scar my face because I was so beautiful. I wanted to be ugly.
She should be on The Bachelor.
Yeah, she should absolutely try
out.
Here's the information on the auditions if you want to be on The Bachelor, ladies. It's happening in Costa Mesa, California this weekend, Saturday, August the 1st, at the Westin South Coast Plaza Hotel from 1 to 5 p.m. Only a four-hour window there, so get there early. I'm assuming they'll be lining up. 686 Anton Boulevard, Costa Mesa, California is the location. Tell them I sent you.
Will that help?
Yes, I'm gay.
What? Well, I'm sorry. You have more Bachelor news for us, Ralph?
Hey, look. Look at the ratings. You tell me how The Bachelor falls in the top 10. You tell me.
Probably very low with men.
But overall, monster numbers for this show.
All right.
That and America's Got Talent. Two biggest hits of the summer.
Yeah.
You see, Ralph was a homosexual. Okay. A person who demands an intimate relationship with members of their own sex.
That's true. That's very true.
Easy. Can you make that clip a little muddier, too, by the way, when you got a chance?
Like the
I could almost make it out.
It's doing the best it can for 50 years old. Come on.
It may need to step down. Like Sarah Palin, it may, for the good of the state, may need to pursue other interests.
We need to play it again.
Misha Barton's in the news. She, of course, just recently came out of the hospital with a 5150, a psychiatric hold.
She sure could eat, I'll tell you that.
And now, one of her friends,
quote-unquote,
in quotes, these friends are people who go to the tabloids and start talking about you. She was a stylist on the OC and said that this meltdown's been coming for a long time.
Since the OC?
Yeah. They say she's been partying hard since the tender age of 14. And that Misha no longer drinks to have fun, but to avoid her feelings.
Ooh.
On a happier note, this friend, Stacy, thinks that this recent episode may have finally set Misha straight and she may be getting the help that she needs.
How long has it been since the secret source has talked to Misha?
Probably on the set of the OC.
Right.
Which was, who knows how many years ago.
All right, good.
More TV news. Good news for Burn Notice and Royal Pains, two shows on the USA Network. Burn Notice, which stars Jeffrey Donovan, who apparently has his own issues with substances.
Yeah.
He did get pulled over for drunk driving.
Has been renewed for another season.
Yay!
And Royal Pains, starring Mark Feuerstein.
I don't know what that is.
I do not like that show.
This is a show. This guy, by the way, this Mark Feuerstein, they've been trying to cram him down our throats as a star forever. They keep giving him show after show after show, and America keeps saying, no. And they keep saying, well, all right, we're going to put him in another show then. How do you like him now, America?
No.
And we say no. He plays a doctor who plays by his own rules.
Oh.
Uh-huh.
And he can't fit in with the establishment, with the medical establishment.
Right.
So he takes a job as the private physician to
Michael Jackson?
Maharaja or something.
It's actually for the entire Hamptons. They have a concierge doctor where rich people just can text him and he goes to wherever they need him to keep medical things that happen, like people get stabbed or have drug overdoses, keep it out of the police's eye, and he treats them all secretly.
Well, there you go.
That's how that
is.
Wow.
Here's Lisa with your Royal Pains update.
And it's
not right. I don't like it.
I don't either, but apparently it's pretty popular.
This show has been just renewed. Just began this year, and they've already got another season ordered, so congratulations. And for those of you who are looking forward to Benicio Del Toro as the Wolfman...
Can't wait for that.
It's been moved back, the release date of that.
Gonna have to wait for that.
You're gonna have to wait. It was supposed to be released later this fall, but now it's being pushed into the first quarter of next year, so 2010 will be the release date for the Wolfman. It'll go up against Remember Me, starring Rob Pattinson. And Disney's 3D re-release of Beauty and the Beast, apparently. It'll be opening the same weekend as those films. I think that's the best shot to pull in the
Kevins of the world.
Woof.
They may be right. And the Wolfman.
Woof.
The Wolfman may be coming to a theater near you in 2010. Let's take a look at today's celebrity birthday, shall we? Allison Mack from Smallville. She plays Chloe on that program, is 27 years old today. Danger Mouse of Gnarls Barkley is 32. Josh Radnor, he's the star of How I Met Your Mother. He is 35 years old today. And we've been celebrating all day long, earlier this morning and now well into the afternoon. Geddy Lee of Rush.
Woo!
Yay!
Celebrates his 56th birthday. Remember the duet he did with Bob and Doug McKenzie?
No.
Remember the McKenzie Brothers?
Off, eh? Yeah, I remember them.
Remember them? They had a hit song with Geddy Lee called Take Off to the Great White North.
Oh, that was him?
That was him. It was Geddy Lee singing on the song. Take off to the Great White North. That was Geddy Lee.
How about that?
Yes.
That's quite a birthday celebration.
You hoser. He's 56 years old. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.